There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April Scrimp to Aaron's Glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on a rumble. Felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Welcome to This Little Piggy, to show about Aaron M. Holt, the cum convicted curmudgeon connoisseur. Is that good? Did I do good, Carl?
Wrong order, but pretty good.
A little out of order. I'm out of sorts today, but welcome to the This Little Piggy show. We got Carl, we got Moody, we got Tukey. No time for intros and skits. Today, we got a lot of stuff to get through.
What?
Oh, God. Are you doing the God thing?
Oh, no, I'm not. Tukey's here. Tukey's not dead. Hello, everybody.
And you're going to be here for the whole show?
Yay!
This is rare.
Thankfully, my little sister fake sick today, so I had to pick her up from school, so I don't have to go to her stupid run meet.
Great. I do hate that you're in the top corner, but it does take a lot of pressure off me, so I think I'm going to leave it like this. When Tukey bombs, you'll be in the prime spot. I think this will go great for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, what a week. Aaron finally forced to answer for something. We've been waiting for this for 2 years. Like, he loves kicking the can down the road. But finally, we've gotten an answer. We've gotten a conviction for the non-consensual dissemination of charges of sexual images, a.k.a. revenge porn. In the Kayla Ricada case, our own Tukey was on the ground outside the courthouse.
I didn't understand what was happening,
yes,
but I knew words were being said.
Yeah, there's a lot of conflicting reports. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Aaron has taken the last 3 days to progressively reevaluate what happened, and every day that he goes live, it seems to change what he says occurred there. And but right out of the gate, he was claiming it was a win for the toe. How do you were there in the courtroom, Tukey. How do you interpret the entire situation? Because I know I watched your show Tuesday night recapping it, and people should watch that if they haven't had a chance to yet. I know you were really into the bear claw. But you kind of were wavering, making this like he shouldn't have got jail time for this. This is nothing. It's a nip slip.
Did you know what the picture was? I had no idea.
Do we still know? The thing is, like,
no, we don't. Aaron, no one's ever seen this picture. Lying?
Could this be a fully nude photo? Could Aaron be lying?
But why didn't Aaron just say that was a bit? I never sent him any picture. There was no picture. Apparently, the state didn't even have the picture. So how did this go all the way to jail? Well,
he called Gino, and Gino described the picture in vivid detail.
Oh, it's Gino's fault! Oh no!
In the warrant, it says Keanu described the picture as two exposed breasts. But you were saying, Tukey, in the court, they were saying it was one partially exposed nipple.
It was a partially exposed left nipple. I quote.
Yeah, when I do remember them talking about it, and then
Keanu told the cops it was both.
I guess you talk.
No, it's the delay. This ain't going to go how you think it's going to go, Nickel.
It's the delay. It's the delay.
Yeah, they did describe it. They didn't seem to describe it as a fully topless photo with exposed breasts. But somehow in this court, it came out that it was like just an exposed nipple, not even an exposed breast, an exposed nipple. Just
Janet Jackson!
Piece. Right, a wardrobe malfunction.
And the state did not object when the defense said this.
Well, and I don't think they've seen the photo. I don't think anybody has his photo to reproduce. This might be one case where Aaron throwing his phone in the lake did actually get rid of that.
But that's what I'm saying. How did he go all the way to jail? How is he getting jail for a photo they couldn't even produce as evidence?
That's why it's 15 instead of 30, because there's only one nipple.
Right. Right.
And
but also, I think,
and
I
it's
think
all, if, like, it was all Gino and Keanu. It's because they said stuff.
Well, yeah. I do think it's the violations. Now we're going to hear from Aaron today. We're going to watch all the clips of Aaron from this week, you know, talking about the event, because there was very little talking about the event leading up to it. Like last time when he had to go to court on June 25th, of course, there was a lot of crowing for months before that. He was bragging about the plea deal, how he beat the felony. He was, you know, doing his like apology tour, saying, I did this to be malicious. I did this to bully. He thought it was all over. There were violations when, Aaron himself showed pictures of Kayla Riceta on more than one occasion on his stream. There were mentions of Kayla and talking about the incident, mocking it, borrowing $50 to pay the fine, reenacting, sending the photo. When the prosecutor was doing the hearing on June 25th, I mean, I was in the room. She said that there were too many violations to count. Too many violations. Mm-hmm. Aaron revising this, saying that violation, there was one violation.
Just the one. Mm-hmm. You know, something I was thinking about today, because I was listening to Aaron's show from this morning, and do you remember after that court date, after the June 25th court date, he came back and goes, guys, we are not talking about any of this gossip shit anymore. That's not what this show is about. We're getting back to our roots. We're going to just be talking about the news. This is a real show. We're doing real talk. And he's 100% back to talking about everyone. He's getting into shit that's so deep in the Devilverse, I don't even know about it. I don't know how his audience would know what's going on. So he was scared straight. When he came back, he was scared straight for weeks. He didn't say anything about anything. And now he totally doesn't give a fuck anymore. Well, again.
And again, we'll see it on the clips we're going to watch today. But he did the, like, I knew what was going to happen. I could have told you guys, but there's no point in arguing with the internet. It's like, there's no point in arguing with the internet. You sit there and argue with one person in your chat for 30 minutes several times a day.
I'll back up what you said, Melton, because when the judge was about to read her sentencing, she said this was not just because of these two violations. This was because of many. Her decision was based off many violations. And I don't believe they ever actually threw out that.
They didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right. He keeps saying they threw it out.
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah, I gotta say, the
11th anniversary show you're talking about.
Yeah, they didn't throw out anything.
Yeah,
no, they didn't. She said we don't even need to discuss it because that's not going to have any bearing on my decision. But 100%, he's doing this thing where like they knew that was bullshit. They agreed with us and they threw that out. They did not. They filed charges. They actually brought it to the court and filed new charges the day before the thing. He wants to do this thing where, like, we didn't have time to look at it and argue about it. It's like the court looked at it. The prosecutor looked at it. The investigator looked at it. They decided it had merit. And then they brought it to the court and filed paperwork about it. Mm-hmm. So, like, no one threw it out.
Aaron had to respond to. I mean, right. Aaron actually did file a response to that included the dumbest screenshot of a text message of all time.
Right.
The only thing the judge threw out was Aaron's lawyer's idea that, hey, maybe we should look into this newly brought evidence, you know, a little bit, like give him some due process. And that's when she was like, we already have people who did that. Why? I've never heard of that.
If it didn't happen and it was bullshit, there's no reason for you to do a thing where it's like, I told them not to do that. It's like, okay, well, it seems like something did happen.
This has had a bit of a side effect as well, because now Aaron and Gino and Keanu are all convinced it's because Gino didn't say Kayla's name, and that's why it was thrown out. And so, like, Gino and Keanu are now not saying Kayla's name, but are saying the worst stuff possible about her. They have convinced themselves that this is like the outlet. This is the one trick lawyers hate that allows them.
This is like kids who think when you ask an undercover cop if he's a cop, they have to tell you the truth. So stupid.
Yeah.
They also, Gino did this thing where he's like, I'll never say their names again. And then, like, literally minutes later was saying Nick's name. I don't know if he said Kayla's name, but he definitely talked about her at length again, going on and on about what a child neglecting whore she is. And it's like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, but that's okay because Aaron gave him permission to do that right after the sentencing.
He's been escalating. Like, yesterday he was talking about waiting 9 years so he can jerk off to Kayla and Nick's kids. Like, it's...
Well, he had said he was... He said he still had the photo and was jerking off to it. So, I mean, like, I don't know. It reminds me a little bit of Girls Gone Wild and Doug Stanhope. Doug Stanhope used to be, like, the pitch man for Girls Gone Wild. I don't know if you remember those ads they used to do. But... Doug Stanhope, like, in a private conversation later on, was like, who's jerking off to this? It's just, like, topless girls out on a boat at spring break. It's like, this isn't porn. Who's buying this and jerking off to it? It's like, okay, well, if this was just a revealed nipple, if this photo was just a nip slip, Gino's been jerking off to it? How repressed sexually is he? Like, I mean, it just seems insane to me that one minute it's fully exposed breast, one minute it's an exposed nipple, one minute he's jerking off to it. One minute he can't wait for their children to become of age. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Well, where is this tattoo? So if it's just a nipple that's hanging out, that doesn't make any sense because it's all about the tattoo that's somewhere between or around the boobs, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it's on her chest.
Left areola.
He keeps talking about how gross she is, how much he's jerking off to it. It's like he's doing the world a service, but like, I'll take one for the team. I'll jerk off to this disgusting picture.
Yeah.
I've got.
No one jerks off to pictures in 2025, just to throw that out there in case there's women watching. It's not what guys do.
He's jerking Jesus. He's coming for all of our sins. All right. Well, we do have some videos that we didn't play on my show that Schizo Sean has released. I thought these were very funny. Just a good way to kick things off because I want to go kind of in chronological order today. Today is going to be mostly about Aaron's reaction to the court hearing. And also, we're going to dive a little bit into the sentencing documents and clear up some misinformation and also try to get to the bottom of what exactly the toe is going to be facing for the next 2 years. He says this is over, but there are two more years of punishment coming, so it's not over.
You mean misinformation, like what color is Aaron's suit?
Yes.
I'll accept your apology.
It's no apology. He wore a blue suit once, and then he wore a burgundy one twice.
We didn't know about the burgundy one. How would we know about the burgundy one?
You're not paying attention.
Oh, we're supposed to trust you just from your mouth?
I'm going to send you there. You're a fucking worthless reporter. You're more concerned about bear claws than
no one sent me. I sent myself. I made my own decision to go. Stupid.
Anyway, yes. Apologies, Dookie.
We were getting more.
He was really on top of shit over there at the courtroom. He took excellent notes and was really, really thorough in his description of the courtroom.
We got more information about the gas station food of Minnesota than we did on what happened in that courtroom.
He's like, and they had this other place called Quick Trip with a K.
It's still a tax write off, right?
All right, let's watch this. This is called the Mexican Standoff. So this is, I guess you were standing with Schizo Sean.
I was not. I was in the wrong building at this time. Oh, okay. I did not see Aaron arrive.
But this is Sean walking right up to here's my thing. If Aaron doesn't file HROs on Schizo Sean and all these other people, like, his argument's going to go out the window for any outstanding HROs. You know
you
what
can
I mean?
Just stop at Schizo Sean. You don't have to go further.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But Schizo Sean walked right up to his car and was filming him as he got out.
I've seen that footage. Have you? Yeah? Has anyone else seen that footage?
No, I have not.
Oh, he's holding on to it. He's planning on making like a documentary type deal, but it's fantastic.
I do have this cinematic edit to play after we watch this. But here's how that went down if you haven't seen this yet. That's Aaron's car. And by the way, that's where he's parked every time he goes to court. you know, we were laughing about you shouldn't have a usual parking spot at court.
Yeah, when your name is on there, it's not a good sign.
That's where he parked before. That's where he parked. That's where someone told me he was going to park, and he did. So, like, he seems to love that spot. Maybe he thinks, like, this is the furthest one from the door. So I can get, like, if I park here, I'm not in court. I don't, there's some psychological reason to it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's his
because
I looked at all the wheels. Oh.
So somebody says, that's definitely his because I looked at the wheels. And as you know, we've
sick.
Seen Aaron.
You're all sick.
We've seen Aaron change the tires.
Meanwhile, Tukey's in a giant building with no one in it going, hello? Is this where the sentencing is?
How did you not figure this out? Because it's like, again, like when I went there, I wanted to make sure I was in the right building at the right time. You did no research. You didn't figure anything out.
Shut up. I left literally 8 hours before all this shit out. I don't know. I went to the place that was on the sheet. That was the address, the big building.
I don't know. How many days do you need to figure out which building you should have been in?
Well, I was also waiting outside to see if anyone was showing up, and no one was showing up.
Right. There's been countless shows talking about how it's not in the big courthouse. It's in the annex across the street. Again, you're the worst
person. I'm supposed
to
retain all this? It's for retards. It's retard knowledge. This is ridiculous.
What do you think he's waiting for? I imagine him just looking at his rearview mirror going, you got this. You got this. Today's about winning, ending the war.
You're looking at us. You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's nervous as fuck. He does not want to be here. I could go walk around in front of him, I guess. You know what? I think I will do that.
You got the ball.
It's legal, bro. As long as it's legal.
Jesus, Sean just
saying. Talking about how nervous he is. Yeah, as long as it's legal, I'm going to walk around to the front of his car. So he walks right up to the driver door as he's getting out. You'll hear him asking, is today going to be a win for the toe? Listen.
Will it be a win for the toe today?
Now, you know what I do?
Is it careful, it's a schizophrenic behind you, Aaron. It's a schizophrenic. Watch out.
Schizophrenic. You're so scared. I also noticed this, and this is petty, but Aaron's got one of these black suits where the pants are a different black than the jacket.
Yeah. He didn't buy that at the same time, did he?
You're better off going with like khakis or something.
Yeah,
it's intentionally different than to have this. These are kind of a red tone.
I didn't realize Johnny Cash had a court date.
It really is. It really is John Cleese.
Yeah. He's so self-conscious. He knows he's being filmed from multiple angles.
He says it might be the first L for the toe. John says here. Might be the first L for the toe. So I thought that was great. I also thought it was smart of him not to wear the maroon suit again. I thought that was a weird choice on the last sentencing day to wear a red suit. It's like, again, a lot of this stuff is psychological. Like, what are you doing wearing a reddish suit to the court?
Maybe Slam Piece thought he looked hot.
The thing that strikes me about this video is how respectful Sean's being. Like, he is very far away from him. He's not raising his voice. But this prompted Aaron to ask for a police escort later.
Mm-hmm. To go out to his car. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. This was the cinematic edit. If you didn't see this, this is what really came. I mean, this looks great. This could be the beginning of a documentary. They should use this. I love that he grabs the wrong door first.
All right, dumb question.
And
could he have parked closer and not have to do the walk of shame right there? Yeah. There's a lot of spots open. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I think this is just part of his autism. Like, I parked here before, so I know this one works.
My good luck spot.
I know this parking spot.
It's the
good one.
It's the wrong soundtrack. It should have been Little Green Bag. Like, this is way more Reservoir Dogs than it is Saturday Night Live.
Should have been Karmic's Hot Shot.
Shut up with the fucking Karmic
hot
songs.
Shot you are.
Shut the
hot
fuck
shot
up. Tukey, no one listens to Karmic but you. You're the only one who listens to Karmic's music.
I'm getting deep cuts. I love Karmic's music.
Shut up.
Sorry.
There was this video as well of him coming out of the courthouse with his police escorts because he was scared of being harassed like a member of the public. So this is good. He looked back too. Mm-hmm. So there's Schizo Sean.
Get away, you dogs!
You know what this is, Patrick? This is reminiscent of John with you in the casino in Atlantic City, where he's pointing at cameras. So look at, there's a guy filming, and there's a guy filming. Like, Aaron's head's on a swivel right here.
There's no one there.
I know.
We were across. Look how far away we are. We're all across the street.
But what's wrong with these people who have stayed? They've stated, I'm a public figure. You're allowed to film me. You're allowed to show up. And then when it happens, they somehow think that
stalker
are violating the law.
Yeah.
There he is, checking.
Is there someone that utilizes resources needlessly more? Like, these police should be doing other things than escorting a man who's not in danger to his vehicle.
He got a police escort. He got a police escort. See?
Listen to this. Rocco.
Do you think he needs to have that police escort because of the situation, or do you think he asked for it?
No, he fears the ears.
He fears the ears. I guess that's Schizo Sean's logo is the rabbit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, wear some weird rabbit ears.
Yeah,
the bunny hat. Yeah.
He fears the ears.
Recorded him going, man, he's scared of me, dude. He's scared of you.
Oh, because he.
Oh, yeah. People are pointing out the red Mustang next to Aaron's car. Is that Nick's?
Yeah, it's his law pope.
Yeah.
Of course he has a vanity license plate. Of course he does.
Oh, you know he parked there so they have to walk by that car.
Yep.
April used to love this car, you piece of shit.
You got so much roadhead from April in that car.
Holy shit. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. That's a sick passive aggressive move right there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, I went up right to his.
All right. So those are the videos we have from outside the courthouse. I just wanted to play those. I hadn't had a chance to go over and watch those yet. I thought it was great. We're going to just watch Aaron reacting to the sentencing, because it has been, a whirlwind week. He went live after the show. You know, last time he had a sentencing, he said there would be no night show, that he had planned a special celebration with Slam Piece. They might go out to a nice dinner, et cetera, et cetera. He ended up getting arrested and then having sex, and then came on the next day and told us all about he had sex with a girl.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Remember that? Ugh.
Sweet. Nice.
He had to suck his dick to make him feel better.
This whole thing's been like coming for over a year, and we've been wondering how he's going to react after it happens. And we've gotten little glimpses of that here and there, like when he got the plea deal the first time when he called it a ticky-tack foul and like slapped himself and said, no jail time, no felony. That's what I'm being told. You guys don't know anything. And now we get to today.
Yeah, last time he did all this bragging, like, don't come to me coping when I just get a slap on the wrist and a $50 fine. I told you guys, I'm not your daddy. I'm not going to help you through this. We're going to go in there. The judge is going to tell us what we already know. Turns out the judge told him she wasn't amused, and she knows about the many violations, too many to count, and then he ended up getting taken away in handcuffs. So, you know, he was very quiet this time. There was no, here's what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, we know now because, you know, Keanu can't stop divulging private text messages that he was texting Gino and Keanu, I think I'm going for 30 days, man. I think I'm going for 30 days. Again, Keanu can't help but reveal what people text her privately. So we know he was shitting himself. We know he was nervous.
You know, it is interesting. If you look at the two different court dates, the one in June, he was talking all about it leading up to it and then never said a word about it afterwards. And this one's just the opposite. Wouldn't say a word about it beforehand. And then as soon as he got back a couple hours later, he's taking a fucking victory lap and acting like, yeah, man, I thought it was going to be way worse than this. So pretty fucking sweet. 8 days. Anyone can do that. I'll do it on my head. I don't give a shit.
It's going to be it's interesting because he's in doing that before when he had the plea deal and he was bragging about it for months. He made admissions and stuff and talked about things that came back to bite him later.
Yeah.
Even after he had the plea deal signed, he didn't understand that if the judge doesn't sign off on that, it doesn't really count yet. And I feel like we could be having a situation like that again.
Yes.
He thinks
he's on probation. He's currently on probation.
He thinks probation's nothing. He thinks it doesn't count. We know that this is not a cruise, an easy setting probation. This is going to be a monitored probation. He's going to have to take classes. We know this kind of stuff. And we also don't know yet if there's any sort of civil retaliation coming from Kayla as well.
But real quick, though, and I don't know if you're going to have this today. I have it pulled up if we need it. But from this morning's episode where he was bragging about getting 2 days, served, even though he only spent an hour.
I have it.
Okay. I love all of this. You can't stop fucking talking. He's such an idiot.
Keep getting revised.
Okay, good.
There's more stuff coming. There's one of the conditions that is on the sentencing is any other conditions or recommendations given after the assessment.
After
so he needs to get assessed. Yeah. So there might be things like you can't be in contact with Gino Bisconte anymore. You can't drink alcohol anymore. Like those might be conditions.
It was a recommendation of the prosecutor that his alcohol use kind of be looked at. And he's kind of laughing that off and saying that the judge threw that out and thought it was ridiculous. That didn't happen.
The judge laughed about it. She was like, ha, 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 as if my buddy Aaron's an alcoholic. Stop it, everyone. Yes. That's what happened, right, Doogie?
So I imagine.
No. Oh, okay.
I imagine the assessor, whoever that is, will be made aware of everything recommended by the prosecutor. I imagine she'll probably or he'll probably read over the transcripts of this hearing to see what he or she is supposed to be assessing and then kind of go with that. But we're going to get into the sentencing documents in a minute. Real quick, it is very important today to make the goal. It is a goal-based show. All we care about is your money, really. This is phoning it in as far as content is concerned. Money, 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 money. Oh, wait.
Oh, hello.
Hold on. How does this? I got to fix that. Pell-El, message received. Please open and read at your leisure. Please, sir. I'm sorry ahead of time. I don't know what that's about, but that came in about 15 hours ago. So, okay. Thank you. Rygod, I got a 15-day ban from World of Warcraft for exploiting the honor system to get gear.
Nerd!
That's a harder thing than Togot. What the fuck? Love you, Big Sauce. Somebody did make a great point that Aaron will serve more time in jail than Nick Riccata did.
Yes.
And also, Aaron will have a conviction on his record and Nick Riccata if he completes his, you know, probation and all the things required of him by the court. Will have no record of this. It will go away. because he did not have to plead guilty to it. Like, that's insane when you think about it.
Well, one of them was represented by an actual attorney, so maybe that's why.
Okay, maybe, yeah. It is nuts. Like, this guy's getting a harsher punishment than Nick.
It doesn't make any sense.
For Granny, I heard shit happens is coming to repo his house, dude.
Rygott, I will not be punked. I stand on truth and truth alone. Shall set men free from Israel. Who whacked Charlie Kirk with his microphone? Israel killed Charlie Kirk and Netanyahu threatens Trump. Seems neither here nor there for this program. Tukey's unpaid staff. Tukey told me to give you this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
143. It means I love you.
I love you.
Silence too good. Really brave of Carl to show his face after the way he treated Mersh and ended his stream early because Rocco called Patrick first. No,
it's true.
Yuki made a great point. He had to run and go do who are these broadcasters?
The world was waiting to hear Christian Blatt and the other guy talk about
something. Eric Zane is his name. The other co-host.
This breaking news about Aaron Emmel can wait. We've been waiting on this for months, but we got to get over and do who are these broadcasters?
Also prepping for a bonus show on Who Are These Podcasts, Living in the Past with Stuttering John Melendez.
You work too much. Fat.
Rygott says, Gino is a rat snitch. Yeah, even Aaron seems to be coming around to that.
Why didn't anyone tell me this?
Rygott, check out our work at the Gray Zone. I am working with Max Blumenthal to expose Charlie Kirk's killer. Oh boy.
Yay!
He's hung up on this. Netanyahu offered Kirk $150 million and Kirk refused to meet with Bibi. That was his death signed and sealed.
For $130.
Big if true. Rygott, the dude who started Girls Gone Wild was a Mossad.
Okay. All right.
I knew it.
Everything goes back to the Jews, apparently.
Yeah, it really does. Oh.
The next 2 years are going to suck. All because I couldn't make my wife come. Take it from me, boys. If your dick game is garbage, you better learn how to eat pussy.
Jesus Christ. Is that the root of all this?
It is.
Aaron has claimed victory and said everything's over and done. He left out that for the next 2 years, he's under so many restrictions that any failure to comply can put him back in jail for 349 days.
Yeah, he did just get this done. He had that hanging over his head for a year from the Ashley LaRue violation of an HRO.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got done with that in August. And now he's back under the thumb of the government that's hanging over his head that at any minute... For 2 more years. At any minute, he could go back to jail.
But he loves to act like all of this is 8 days in jail. He says it over and over again. It's just 8 days in jail. I got 40 more years on this earth. Yeah, anyone could serve 8 days in jail. It's like, well, there's more to it than that.
Yeah, there's so much nuance going on with this jail cope. I can't wait to get into it. Sorry,
he's yucking it up with Gino afterwards. Gino's talking about like how much they're laughing with each other behind the scenes, and Gino's being part of every single violation that Aaron has had, from like the initial thing when he spoke to the cops, from the first one when he went on his channel, and then the third one when he was on the live show. It's like you go to you get out of rehab and then you stay friends with your drug dealer. Like, lose the number. You need to get away from Gino.
Violation of probation to stay in contact with your old network of like crony. Right, you know what I mean? Like, Pool Scan Sam, thanks for stopping by, Carl. Do your plugs, you bum.
FightTheDabbler.com if you want to help support the Shuli and me against the lawsuit of the Dabbler. Dr. Steve set up a
only
GoFundMe.
After you give to the goal. Don't fund it. What is it? Fund the Dabbler?
FightTheDabbler.com. Tonight during Shuli's show, it starts at 8 Eastern. Dave Daffler is going to double what anyone or match what anyone's going to contribute to that. So if you want to contribute between 8 and 11 tonight, that would help us out a ton. Thank you.
Looney and I are setting up Fund the Dabbler, where we actually give money to Stuttering John.
Oh, I've heard rumor that John's setting up his own GoFundMe, so that would be fantastic. I love that.
We'd love to keep this going for years.
Yeah.
If we could get some sort of pinnacle of this to coincide with Hackamania in April, that'd be fucking fantastic.
I'll work on it.
Not to defend our little idiot, but is a nipple porn? If he sent Gino a pic of Nick's nipple, would it be revenge porn? What's the difference?
Male and female.
I must admit the truth. Difference. Patrick's wife is one hot redhead.
Male and female is the difference. There's actually, it's in the statute of sexual images that male nipples are not, do not constitute sexual images.
Thank you!
And also, the picture he keeps bringing, the picture he keeps bringing up is the one of him in bed where his nipples are not exposed. He's had the, he has the duvet up to here, right. Like
I can't even
girl,
jerk off
like
to
a
that
bomb
photo.
Girl after Bond's
yeah,
done
he doesn't
with
look
her.
Hot at all. Like, I agree.
The only photo of him with a nipple exposed is him in the bathroom taking a selfie. So, and again, he's revealed his nipples on his show many times. He's revealed his nipples at live shows. He boxes without a shirt on, like to act like, Your Honor, my nipples. My nipples. No one had ever seen them. I was waiting out for an Oscar from Playboy.
Wait.
To see my nipple.
So Patrick could take his shirt right off right now and reveal all eight of his nipples, but we can't see one female nipple on YouTube?
Yes.
That's hypocrisy.
Unless it's breastfeeding.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, breastfeeding or for educational and scientific reasons.
Right. So like if they were doing surgery on a nipple. They were doing a nipple transplant. Yeah.
You guys are old enough. You guys used to get Nat Geo.
Nat Geo
nipples is different. Yeah.
We all jerked off to Nat Geo nipples when we were children.
Oh yeah, slice them open. You're talking about the orangutan nipples.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Africans, but yeah.
Rygod, what did Sean do? Nothing. Held a camera. It would have been cooler if he did a tune-up on tow. Yeah, I think that would be a crime, probably.
On 10-1, Aaron let the cat out of the bag. The HROs were meant to intimidate and prevent recordings of the anniversary show.
Oh, did he say that? That'd be an interesting clip if somebody could get me that.
I deserve adoration for singing the praises of Quick Trip. I should cover Culver's at the next court appearance.
Culver stinks. Culver's is great. Shut your mouth.
It's fine. It's not gas station food. That's a different category.
You were looking at gas station macaroni and cheese, and we're supposed to think your word is a gourmet?
No, that was what the trip was about, gas station food.
Bologna Factory, how does one get the court transcripts? I might have some animating to do.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm sure they'll be out.
That'd be amazing.
I think you have to pay for them, but I'm sure somebody will do that and release them at some point. KJ says, remember when the topless pics of Aaron filed HROs over what was shown at Hackamania, and his response on Twitter was, is that it? Good times. Yeah. He did shows about it, saying that it was nothing.
Get over yourselves. I love strutting my stuff for the cameras. Plus, that's my lucky court date parking spot.
Yes, so lucky. I've been arrested while parked there twice. Silence Duguid, it's just on brand for Aaron to ask for a police escort when he's back safely in his basement. He gets online and starts running his mouth. That's the dichotomy of Aaron in the courtroom versus Aaron on his show, right? It's like victim, bully, aggressor, pussy. Like where is the Christianity on the show? Where's the newfound love of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, on the show?
It's all performative. He's not actually scared. He's just hurt. It's his ego that's been bruised and hurt, and he needs to act scared in order to utilize the court system and police escorts and all of those in order to control and intimidate his perceived enemies.
Right.
There's no way on the face of the earth that I can go 2 years on probation without bringing up people I'm not supposed to talk about.
Better get used to jail, asshole.
I don't know. He almost did it for 3 months. You don't think he can do it for 2 years?
To prove I'm not an autistic nerd, I hung random tools haphazardly on the wall behind me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it makes me more autistic.
Is there a strategy to that pattern?
No, it's just what I can reach. When I'm sitting down.
It's actually a hobbit shed.
It's like my homie Avon Barksdale and I always used to say, you only do 2 days, the day you go in and the day you get out.
Yeah, and more Wire references. Adam Bush, Aaron's saying it's all over while jail, booking, release, probation, counseling, a record and monitoring still wait for him. Pure delusion.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, you were told that you have to be punished, and now he's like, well, now the punishment's done. It hasn't even begun. And, you know, we're going to get into the sentencing documents in a few minutes, but he's supposed to contact the probation department of the sheriff's office or whatever within 24 hours. Are we assuming he forgot that celebrating, or did he do it? I wonder. You know, within 24 hours of leaving that court, he's supposed to contact probation. I wonder if he did that, because he's pretty busy gloating and pounding his chest about it. Anonymous, Tugi, do you think Aaron will spin the conviction HRO order on his sentencing? Also, send Lardiff the link.
I think this is a running joke of my show. This is just people fucking me. Yes, he will spin it as a win for the toe. Next question.
Oh, okay. Colin Madden, if you look closely at Nick's Mustang, there's a bumper sticker that says, I love your wife.
I love your wife.
That would be next round.
Jesus said, get down on your knees and pray for forgiveness. The goal has corrupted your soul with its evil temptations.
I'm sure it's the goal's fault. Baloney Factory, fun fact, Chrissy Mayer created the Dabbleverse. She also created the Fall of the Toe when she canceled her set in Minnesota. And Nick took it over. Yeah, I wonder if Aaron's going to seek damages from Chrissy Mayer's father's killer.
She would have more to do with this than she does with the Dabbleverse, to be honest with you, Baloney Factory. That's a good point.
Yeah, but when she was on your show at the Villa Roma, she was like, Aaron, what? I don't know anything about this. This is boring.
She also said, I think this was not during my show. She goes, yeah, if I didn't create the Dabbleverse, Carl never would have gotten sued by Stuttering John.
They love it. Yeah, Chrissy Mayer might be the same as Gino. Is Chrissy Mayer the next friend falling out you're going to be having?
Maybe.
If Chrissy Mayer's dad wasn't murdered, Aaron would have never eaten cum. Like, there's a direct line of causation between those two.
That's true.
That sacrifice is worth it.
I can't even imagine this. Carl is a grifter. Goodbye. Agreed.
Oh, I doubt it. Fightthedabbler.com is where you want to go.
Julie Madoff, I'm Antifa. I'm anti-Carl fun. Oh, no. People are sending in money to me to fight your fun.
I see.
This is bad. Rygod, Patrick, play my super tip again. It's lost in time. You can send it again. Diablo Sandwich, Will Heron said that his mandated analysis has been to guide him toward more positive thoughts and actions. Could they partially dictate his content? Yeah, we're going to talk about Will Heron in a little bit, but Will Heron's headlines for his articles are insane.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Complete passive-aggressive barb. It's like he's literally writing an article. Yeah, you're right. It's like he's literally just writing an article for Aaron to piss Aaron off now. Like, so good.
And it works.
Yeah, 100%. Shuli Madoff, Carl confessed too much there. What'd you confess?
I don't know.
Fuck that GoFundMe shit. Super tip Carl if you want, but let Shuli Nicker go bankrupt.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Carl, do you think attaching yourself to the same GoFundMe as Shuli will hurt your chances at reaching your GoFundMe goal? Do you think you could have done better if you did it separately from Shuli?
We're co-defendants.
But do you think that? But is there any way that Shuli can lose and you win? Have we explored?
is that what you're hoping for? No, I don't think that's how that works.
Any good lawyer would try to get your cases split up. I think, right? Yeah. Isn't that the strategy? Mm-hmm.
It's not that way a good look to be
each other out.
It's not
that
a
way
good
you
look.
Can blame Sorry. Each other. Sorry.
No comment. I don't talk about this. I don't talk about this case. I talk about Aaron's case.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was hoping for more time. I need my cases. Heart worked out by all the trainers in the clink. 15 days of rigorous anal sex will set me on the right path to get that tasty goal Nick used to give me.
Oh, no. If Aaron gets a train run on him, he'll challenge me for most crippled e-beggar. Now I hope it's Logan's run in his butt.
Now that this case is over, support Shuli and Juth do it. I can't screw them over like I did Aaron. But this is the Dabbleverse. I make an accusation about Carl. You know he did it.
It's true.
This is going to go exactly how you think it's going to go, Nipple.
Thank you to Oysters Rockefeller. Tukey's here, Carl. You're no longer needed. Yes, that Carl's only here when Tukey's not around. Shaka John, pretty sure Aaron, Scott Peterson, and Gino are not reliable sources when it comes to this picture.
Which picture?
Todd Peterson.
Oh yeah, Todd Peterson. Crowdcat gifting a membership. Thank you very much. Chaos Queen, which I think I recognize that picture. I wish I could listen to this little piggy startup song, but somehow it doesn't allow rewind. Yes, somehow.
There's something Holly wrong with your YouTube.
Yeah, refresh.
Refresh.
Holly Big Mac. Whee! Thick sauce. Coach JR Fishing. Moody, in autistic detail, can you explain why QE Farms hate Nick but justify Aaron? From what I see, Aaron is much more unlikable than Nick. Your thoughts? Good day on the Barbie. Shrimp on the Barbie, wee.
Because QE Farms has diverted from its original mission of cataloging lolcows. It's now an extension of Josh Moon and his battles and fights. He hates Nick, and so they will do that. And they see Aaron as a tool in which that they can hit or exert embarrassment onto Nick, and so they want to keep him on side as much as possible. That's their prime directive.
QE Farms treats it as a sports team or a political party. Like they've decided who they're for and who they're against, and they're just all in no matter what happens.
But wouldn't they say the same thing about the Dabbleverse, that we're all against Aaron and we like Nick? Don't we all get that kind of crap all the time?
I used to do shows with Aaron.
It's all right. You were best friends.
We were best friends, remember? So yeah, I guess not.
You do shows with Nick.
I guess I proved that wrong, didn't I?
They're right. KJ gifting 20 memberships. Amazing, KJ. Cash, member for 14 months. Metal. Matt got married and Aaron wasn't even invited. He heard about it through someone else.
Good point. He was looking at the photos. He wasn't sure what happened. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I have a lot of thoughts about Aaron's support system and friendships coming up. yeah. Jack Tripper, Tom Brennan got a Tesla with Perry's super tip money. Oh, no.
Welcome to the club. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Don't forget to get in your stuff. We got to get going here, though. We have a lot of Aaron Cope to sit through. This was Tuesday night after court. Aaron had the gall to go up against Tukey and live stream. And I'm sure he had about 200 people. So the numbers were up.
Your boy didn't do too bad.
The numbers, though, that can we just take a step to talk about those? Because he got zero bumps during this week. He got over
2,000 on a couple mornings, which is a bump.
It's not out of the... It's like a good show for him, like 4, 5, 6
it's
weeks
It's not ago. Out of the margin it's of error.
Similar
yes,
to that.
Yeah,
no, it. It's not a...
He doesn't care anyway. He made a bunch of money Tuesday night. That's all he was focused. Like, holy shit, I might do this every week.
Well, I went on Playboard and said he got $508 or something in Super Chats.
I saw more than that.
By the way, that's gross. I saw you struggling with this, Tukey, because you can't retain information.
That's gross.
that's a gross number. Now, I'm sure he got some Venmos and memberships and Rumble rants.
Oh, that wasn't net. That was gross. Okay. Yeah, no,
that's
I understand
gross.
That.
Yeah, that's Dickle. Gross.
Oh no! What am I doing here?
This is insane. Like,
this can't be! Welcome to the show, but what happened?
All right, I was telling Vinny Paulini we did a bonus show at the Creep Off today, and as I was leaving the comedy club, he's asking me about Aaron. I was like, I think I would leave the internet if I was convicted of revenge porn and had to spend jail time. I think I'd be like, all right, man, we had a good run. That's enough. This fucking asshat comes back 2 hours later. He's like, wow, look at me. I'm on a show. Look at
how am I here? I thought I was going away, losers.
What a cunt.
What happened? Everybody who
it's because he thinks this is a win for him because some people were saying he was going to go to jail that evening. He's going to go straight to jail. So
a comment on Reddit. A comment on Reddit he's reading. He reads every fucking comment in every platform. Yeah. It's incredible.
People have been saying I'm going to jail for hacking his Google account for a year. What if I started every show? Whoa, how am I here? Right. What's even happening? It's like, yeah, that was never going to happen. I told you that from the go. I don't need to brag and gloat about it. You know how I know I'm not going to jail? I'm not even worried about it. I didn't hack anyone's Google account. Aaron did this. So for him to gloat is insane. He's guilty of the crime because we watched it happen. Has anyone seen a video of me hacking a Google account? I don't think so.
Oh, wait, no.
That was in our private group. Shut up.
Why didn't Aaron change his shirt? Why is he still wearing his court shirt? Like, at least put a t-shirt on. Get a little comfortable.
That's what winners wear.
Didn't he say he gets three? He has three outfits a day, right? Mm-hmm. That was his thing.
Yeah.
But enjoy your freedoms of being able to wear whatever you want for a little bit. You know, for 15 days, you're going to have to wear that jumpsuit.
Well, he is trying to dress more like Nick Fuentes. Don't forget.
That's right. He's the next Charlie Brooke.
That I wasn't going to make. What happened? What happened, guys? I'm just busting your balls. I know. Look.
You got us.
I know you need me. I knew you wouldn't leave me, and here you are.
What? Like what? What is he talking about?
Welcome to the show. We've got a great one. Look, I know why you're here. I'm sorry. If you came here expecting a certain thing, don't get mad at me. I know you guys get mad if I have a positive outlook or a smile on my face or I correct anything you say. Don't get weird on me. Don't you guys get psychotic, please. Because a lot of you, you got to learn to take it easy a little bit. I try to tell you, but you don't listen. There was a lot of shit. I was having a hard time keeping a straight face this morning because...
What? What an asshole. A lot of
people were getting a lot of things wrong. I did have my sentencing hearing today. It went better than I thought it was going to go.
So you had things wrong. He's like, right. I couldn't keep a straight face because everyone had a lot of things wrong. The sentencing hearing didn't go how I thought it was going to go. So you had it wrong.
He immediately contradicted himself there.
Mersh was watching this, said it was, he said that like it was Tim Robinson. Like, it's like my sentence. Better than I thought it was. Like it was a very, very Tim Robert.
You know, I haven't talked about it at all. I've been a very good boy, which was confirmed today. I was appreciative of that.
That did not happen at all. No one said you've been a good boy. As a matter of fact, a violation was filed in the court that your lawyer wanted to argue about. No one said you're a good boy, Aaron. No one.
Why is he saying good boy so often? He's saying it so much.
Yeah, Adam Bush brought this up on WATP yesterday. It's so childish. The way that he's reverting back to childhood, it's like, I was a good boy and Santa's going to give me all the presents this year. Like you're an adult.
Thing that came out yesterday that the judge agreed was total bullshit.
That didn't happen. So he's talking about the violation. He's talking about Gino at the anniversary show. The judge agreed it was total bullshit. When the court transcripts come out, you will see this. Tukey, you can talk about this, but the judge just said, we don't need to discuss it because it's not going to have a bearing on my sentencing. Like, she didn't say, I don't believe it, or this is suspicious, or this probably didn't happen. I'm throwing it out. None of that occurred. Correct?
Yeah, no. She said this was not the only reason. It was multiple. I wrote it. Decision was made based upon numerous violations. Numerous violations. But she never said that this was nothing. She never said, you know, we're throwing this out. She just said that her decision was not made solely based on this late violation. It was based on numerous violations.
But it certainly wasn't thrown out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nothing was thrown out except for his lawyer's motion to look into this violation further.
Right. It'd be like for people that don't know, Aaron's lawyer proposed that they could, can we hear what your sentence is going to be? And then we'll decide if we want to keep arguing or not.
Right. He wanted it both ways.
Pull the jury in the middle of a trial and go, which way are you guys leaning? So we know what to do.
That actually was a quote from the judge. Sir, you can't have it both ways. Like, you can't hear what the court is going to say and then make a decision based off that. Like, it's not going to happen that way.
Happy about. I think it was a last minute thing because I was being a good boy. for the last 3 months, and this was kind of a last minute thing by the prosecutor. And you know, I get it. Look, it's her job to, you know, do her thing. So I'm not mad at her.
Now this show was in July. I imagine the prosecutor's been aware of it since July, but he thinks like she had this on her desk for 2 months and then went, I got nothing. I better just file this. No, she was probably waiting to see all of your violations and then right before your hearing, submit those to the court. There was just the one, so that's what she submitted.
She's going to feel good that he's not mad at her, though.
Yeah.
That must make her feel really good about this.
Fair play. Fair play. You shoot your shot.
But we kind of knew it was bullshit from Jump Street, so we weren't too worried about it. It was not.
That's why you submitted an affidavit where you're like, I told him not to.
Yep.
He really does seem to think all these people came together for a personal attack on him. Like, this is all personal.
But the other thing, I pointed this out.
He's the victim.
Well, I pointed this out on my show. He talks about these things, but doesn't give any explanation at all. And he's talking to his audience right now. So does he think his audience is on the Steel Toe subreddits? And the Discord, NLO's Discord, and reading through all this stuff and getting all this information? Because otherwise you'd be lost. Like, what is going on?
He knows who he's talking to.
Yeah.
He's talking to us.
Right.
Well, it's not like he can play the clip of Gino violating to show everybody.
Right. But you know what I mean, though? Like, this right here shows that he's a liar. The fact that he's addressing these things the way he's addressing them.
Yeah.
Saw through that in the court.
The judge saw through it. And now, again, that's not what happened. The judge just said this isn't going to sway the decision one way or another.
The other thing I was watching.
This new pile of shit on top of the old pile of shit. The litter box is full.
It's so all shit.
One more clump doesn't make a difference. That's what the judge said.
Today, I was watching some of the chat. And some people were just apoplectic. Some of the Steel Toe hate people were just apoplectic. Like, their life was going to be ruined if I wasn't, like, hauled away in cuffs today. I don't mean to I could have spoiled it for you this morning, but I figured I was just going to let you wait. I was never getting led away in cuffs today.
You don't know. You were never getting hauled away in cuffs last time.
Exactly.
Like, let's not pretend there's not a world where that could have happened. Like, what are you talking about? Why would the prosecutor, who I assume is educated and appears in front of this judge all the time, even mention it or bring it up as a possibility if it's something they don't do? Like, you know what I mean? The prosecutor said we'd like him to be taken into custody and start serving today. Did she pull that out of her ass, just like your lawyer, when he's like, can we get the verdict and then we'll decide if we're done arguing the case?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, that was never going.
The judge did say what he said about the fact that she doesn't normally do this from, you know, she does. She's never done this for a gross misdemeanor.
Of course. But he didn't know when he
didn't know that.
Right. Exactly. No,
he was getting a gross misdemeanor.
I agree with you. He didn't know if he was getting a gross misdemeanor or a felony.
If he knew anything, he would have been talking leading up to this.
And 100%. I agree with you.
We know he was texting behind the scenes, worried as fuck. So also, like, he didn't know shit.
He admits probably later in this clip that this is a giant weight lifted off of his shoulders. This has been bothering him for months. This has been a huge problem.
Thousands of people were after me.
Yeah, and then he comes out and he's just like, guys, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I can't believe you fucking idiots. I was smiling ear to ear this morning looking at your comments. You're so stupid.
...to happen. Like, even the judge said today, she laughed at the idea. She was like, I don't even do that for felonies.
That's not what she said. She said, I've never done that for a gross misdemeanor.
So she does do it for felonies, right?
Right.
Right. No felons are ever carted away. After
Go home and think of what you did. And
now, don't go serial
here.
Killing between now and the 17th.
Don't kill
First
anybody.
Thing I laughed at. The other thing that you guys were, the minority of you were going off about was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a felony. It's going to be. And I'm like, guys, it's a deal. Like, it's getting, we do the guilty plea and then
broke
the felony.
The deal.
Like, there was a gasp. There was an auto. I heard a few people go, huh? When they said, yeah, the felony's dismissed. And we're like, yeah, guys, that's.
So Aaron again has moved a gasp in the timeline. The gasp is when someone said, you're hereby ordered to serve 364 days in jail. 349 of that will be stayed. The gasp was when they announced 364 days in jail, but Aaron has moved it in his mind to coming when they said the felony's dismissed. Mm-hmm. Why would someone gasp when they go, the felony is dismissed? Why, that doesn't even make sense. Mm-mm.
And I even asked the person who did gasp, and they confirmed that, yes, it was because they thought he was going to do 364 days.
As producer Chris said, he's gaslighting.
It's a great line. Perfect line.
The whole reason you did this. Like, I don't understand why people thought that. I don't know what bad advice they were listening to.
We weren't getting advice. We're not on trial.
They're listening to Tukey.
Bad advice?
Then there were a bunch of people, and I'm not going to bust these people's balls because...
I'm just going to bring it up and rub it in their face, but that's not ball busting.
I think they were a little more... They were a little closer to where I was thinking. They're like, you're going to go away for... you're going to have to serve like 30 days or whatever. And that's what I was thinking. Like, I was going into today going, look, we fucked up on the violation. That's...
Now... Before last time, when the violations got filed days before court, he said, I've never violated. I never did any of that shit. It's all horse shit. Mm-hmm. Lawfare. That's what he said. Now he's somehow retroactively admitting a violation. But he's only admitting one. And again, the judge on Tuesday said numerous violations. And the judge last time, when I was in the courtroom, said there's too many to count.
No, it's all Gino's fault. Only Gino. That's it.
But he wants you to believe that, like, yeah, we did have that one violation, of course.
Legit. You know, I don't think the prosecutor liked the deal that we cut initially. So they were, if they got the violation, they were going to do what they could with it. So I kind of thought it 30. I'll say this about my sentencing hearing. This judge, unbelievably fair. Like, I mean, by the book. Like, just, it's unbelievable.
Is there a book on judging?
Judging for Dummies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, being a judge, how these people can just shut off biases and just do their job.
Now, Carl, you brought this up, but it's something we've pointed out many times. Whenever he learned something as a stunted adult, he loves coming to us and explaining it to us like we're five.
Do you know judges are impartial?
You know what they do? They make decisions. They listen to facts.
This fucking idiot. This idiot watches baseball. This umpire was calling balls and strikes consistently, no matter who was up at the plate. Yes, that's the whole point.
It's one of
totally
the
different to what it was before. Because if you remember when he went last time, he was saying how great the prosecutor was. And they had this like cute moment in the elevator where he tried to go left, went right. And then it's like she was so professional and just so competent and wanted to get her job.
She's been really cool. She's been really cool. Now he's almost gunning for this prosecutor's job. As this week has gone on, he has hinted that the prosecutor did something really unfair to him, and he's going to be filing a complaint.
Yeah. Corruption, I believe, is the word he used.
Right.
Corruption.
Yeah. I'm going to get a picture of her, and I'm going to send it to Gino Biscotti.
He goes on to say, everything you've ever learned about the legal system, innocent until proven guilty, is bullshit. It's the other way around.
He pled guilty. It's so crazy he says that when he already pled guilty to it, and he committed the crime on his show, and we all watched him do it.
He should have fought this shit. Why did he plead guilty? He should have fought it. If no one had the picture, I still don't understand.
It's picture, not pitcher.
Picture. Shut up. I don't get it. He should have fought it. Zatchy. Yeah.
First jobs in the world. I really do think defense lawyers are heroes because I do believe, in going through the system, I do believe that it's not designed for innocent until proven guilty. It's designed to break human beings. I think it really is designed to break human beings. I think there's an assumption
poor victim
in the beginning in our system in general. That's kind of how I feel going through it. But like the one thing I'm impressed with is one, defense attorneys. They're incredible people. They really are like the last vanguard against violent violations of the Constitution.
I watched Saul Goodman, and that was my takeaway too. Defense attorneys are really just the cream of the crop. It's all the earth.
Is judges,
unless those defense attorneys happened to be defending someone like Nick Riccata, in which case those people are pieces of shit. If they're defending rapists or murderers, dude, those people suck.
Why do you even need an attorney? Just stand in the town square and admit what you did.
No, right. Maybe there's some bad ones out there. I have no idea.
Maybe.
Maybe there's bad ones.
It's possible, I suppose.
The way they're able to just see through and cut through bullshit and just deliver, I thought, I was so impressed by that.
I want you to keep this energy. I want, if a judge finds that these HROs are frivolous and they're able to see through the bullshit and cut through that, is it going to be, some judges, man, like, they just, like, the defense attorneys are pieces of shit, if you ask me. The two problems with the justice system are judges and defense attorneys.
So what happened today was because of the one violation.
Nope. Again, you can gaslight your dumb audience. We heard this judge on multiple occasions, including this week, call them numerous and too many to count. Stop pretending it was one.
The state of Minnesota wanted 45 days. And I was just like we thought it should be zero. We thought just stick to the agreement because I've been a good boy for 3 months. I thought they.
After I violated numerous times. And you reprimanded me and arrested me again. I finally went, oh, okay, and only violated once. So we thought it should be zero because I only got caught once violating. What? Like, yeah, it doesn't even make sense logically.
It's insanity. It
would just do, you know, we were like, we'll make it zero. And they were like, make it 45. And what they ended up on was 8.
Now, what I love about this is it's movie math.
Yeah.
Because how he's arriving at the number 8 is he was sentenced to 15, and somehow for every 2 days you serve that you're good, you get one taken off. So that means 2/3 you serve, so that's 10. And then she says he's already served 2, so that's 8. But then you have to do the same thing to the other number. You can't compare 45 to 8. 45 has to immediately drop down to 30 under the 2/3 comparison. And then you have to subtract 2. So it'd be 28 versus 8. He's making this spread bigger than it is to kind of make himself feel better. Why are you doing all this math to the 15 number to get it down to 8, but you won't do any math to the 45 number to get it down to 28?
Yeah, he's comparing the gross with the net.
That's gross.
Right. This is what he does across the board. It's insane.
Like, so they wanted 45 and they got 15. Right.
And as of this morning, it's 5. He's telling himself it's only 5 days, really.
Oh, yeah, because if he goes on Fridays, that's insane. All right.
But it also might be only a couple hours because he got a whole day's credit for just being in there for an hour. So he might only have to spend 8 hours.
Well, that's what he's saying this morning. This morning he's saying if he goes in on Friday and comes out Sunday, that it counts as 3 days, which is insane. But who knows?
Now, I understand not a lot of people go through the system, so I'm not going to get mad at you for getting shit wrong. It's okay. And I know you hate me, so you want it to be as bad as possible. When the sentence is 15 and you have 2 days served, I got credit for 2 days served. You serve 10 of the 15.
Now, that's not true if you're not good, right? This is all dependent on things that haven't happened yet, correct, Moody?
Yes. So the way it works is, it took me a while to find this. Someone had to link it to me on Reddit. But it's for every 2 good behavior days, you get rewarded with 1 day of credit. And so if you do two, you go back, you go down 1, which... I think depending on the way that's calculated, you actually end up serving 9 days rather than eight, because you don't actually get awarded the one that brings it back down to 8 until a little bit later on.
Right.
But the other way that it's calculated is that it's on the day you arrive and the day you leave. So what he wants to set up with the weekends is he wants to arrive on Friday and leave on Sunday, like 11 a.m. to 11 a.m. That would technically be 3 days being served, okay, even though he's only in there for 48 hours.
I see some people in the chat going, that's federal, that's prison, not jail. We've done the research. It is, they do have a similar rule for jail. Again, we're here to clear up misinformation.
Yes.
It seems like the 8 is a real number. My favorite comment about this that I've seen this week is 8 days makes a whole week. and H-O-L-W-A-K. So I do like that.
So
I get it.
So basically you can't count the good behavior days yet. You haven't served any time. Like Aaron has to go in there and not be involved in any incidents. By the way, if he mouths off to somebody or he says something they don't like or he looks at somebody wrong and then they end up starting a fight with him, he will get how jail works is they go, you two were involved in a fight.
Yep.
They don't really care who started it or like everyone kind of gets in. It's kind of that like you and your bunk mate get in trouble if we find a shiv somewhere in your cell. Like it's part of how they like keep you diming each other out. Like they don't really care who's involved in an altercation. They care that you were involved in it.
I just want to point out because we see this all the time. So we forget about how ridiculous this is, how smug this asshole is right now. He just went and said, you guys won't believe what a judge does. He has to be impartial and listen to both sides of the case and then make a determination. You've never seen such a thing. I just witnessed it. And then he goes, people are confused about how much time I have to serve. Let me explain it to you assholes who haven't been through the process that I have. It's like, Aaron, you're just learning about this now, and your attorney has told you fucking nothing. He didn't know anything that was going to happen going into this.
Are you making the crazy accusation that this guy might have a punchable face?
Such a smug prick.
He thinks he's clear. He doesn't think that like a parole officer or whoever's doing this assessment into him is going to be looking at this and seeing that on the day he was sentenced, he was gloating about how it was a win, how 8 days is nothing, and how he made $700. And he's like, I made $700 today. It's another win for the toe. Do you think that person is going to be seen as repentant and remorseful and they'll go easy on him? Not all the conditions are set yet. There's more to come.
Moody, he's playing a heel on the internet. Is that the real guy? He's going to explain this to the parole officer.
I love this. Apparently, my attorney watches everything I do. My attorney sent me a couple texts. Number one, he said, there actually is a book on judging.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the first comment. And secondly, and I assume there are rules for judges. I understand that.
Sure.
The second one is your analysis concerning good credit days is correct. The Kiwi is very astute. So yes, there is something, I guess, for Stearns County Jail as well. And by the way, I did show those texts without your permission. Sue me.
Can your judge tell everyone that Tookie's not stupid?
Oh, here we go.
Those took two billable units to send.
Right? You get 4 years, they're out in two. Like, oh, how the hell does that happen? Well, I'll get 15 sentenced, serve 10, time served for two. So it's going to be 8 days, which, you know, look, I mean, if you just do it by the math.
I love that the jail has, that the justice system also runs on movie math. So it's like, we give you 15 days. Exactly. We only take 10 of those, and we minus two due to like previous
credit. He validates everything in his life. He's like, I knew I was doing it right.
What's happening in Minnesota? Like, what is going on?
I don't, like, I'm with Carl. Like, why do they even just say, why say something if it doesn't count that way?
Right.
It's like because 2x4s in construction. They're 1.5 by 3.5.
Yep.
What are we doing?
The reason they do it is to identifies good behavior inside, and so you want to create a system where people don't cause trouble, and there's like further consequences for them if without needing to go to court, and there's rewards without needing to go to court as well. So it's like the little levers that they can pull.
How about the reward is don't break the law, asshole? What's the thing?
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Yes, that's the correct thing to not be doing, but this is dealing with people who have. So once they've broken the law, what can you do to make them better? And that's the question they're answering.
The state of Minnesota wanted 45 days. We wanted 0. We got 8.
Again, you got 15. If you're going to compare it to 45, you got 15.
You can't really look a gift horse in the mouth. And this is what I mean by I thought the judge just did a fantastic
job. Talking about Chrissy Mayer again?
Fantastic job.
Stop it.
Good job. Called it right down the middle.
She's stunning.
Basically what the judge
present.
I knew that was going to happen.
Said was,
this
was
I'm going to sure picture. This mirrors his like, this mirrors his child support discussions. She wanted 4,500. Then I thought it was going to be 3,300, but in the end it was just 800. That's all I need to do for child support. Jeez.
Right.
You plead guilty to this, I'll dismiss the felony. Cool. Awesome. But because you had that violation, here's basically a week of time.
Again, he wants you to believe there was one violation. The judge's words are too numerous, too many to count. And again, this week, numerous.
Yet another violation on the violation heap is not going to make a difference. So we're not even going to count this one.
Right.
And just treat it as a truckload of violations.
What the deal called for was I was going to get a 364-day sentence stayed with 2 years probation, up to 2 years probation, and that's at the discretion of probation.
I roll.
And we're going to do this, and then we're going to do the show. I know a lot of you want to do this, like the whole show. I'm not going to. I'm so thankful for today.
We were all wondering, like, is he going to get to the news? What did Trump do today?
It's over. It's done with.
Again, like to Adam Bush's point, it hasn't, none of it's over. None of it started. The only thing that's over is you knowing what's coming. It's like being in a slap fight and the guy hasn't slapped you yet, but you're being like, well, I know I'm in a slap fight. So it's over. It's done. It's like, no, you still got to stand there and take it.
It's full speed ahead. I'm so happy that this is finally over and we can put it all behind us. And hopefully we can. Like if I can put it behind me and you watching this, you can't put it behind you as just a viewer. You really do need to have your brain checked for some parasocial problems because, look, I don't care if you get over it, but if you can't get over it, I need it to get through your head somehow. It's a you problem, not a me problem.
All right, pause real quick. What? So the Iron Sheik was like a heel in WWF, and there were a lot of issues going on with the Middle East at the time. And so it was just like, you know, America against Iron Sheik. I remember the Iron Sheik came out with Mean Gene. It was just like, hey, guys, I mean, if you guys still are like hating on me and wishing for me to lose the match against Hulk Hogan, you're lunatics. I don't understand what the problem is. Aaron builds himself up to be the heel and the villain nonstop. And then goes, I don't know why you guys are rooting against me. What the fuck? What's going on over here?
I don't know what you should be thrilled. Like you should be very, if you hate my guts, you should be thrilled. If you're thinking 8 days is bad, like 8 days is crazy for this whole thing. Like it's wild. It really is. It's mind boggling.
But why do you say that in court?
You should be very thrilled about it. I don't understand why you wouldn't be.
He says,
why would I be mad or
he's saying 8 days is. He's saying 8 days is crazy, but I think, I don't know if it's this episode or the next one, he starts saying 8 days is nothing. Like, it changes.
Yeah, of course. But, like, again, everything's zero sum. He's like, A, he assumes we're mad. It's like, I'm not mad or thrilled. This doesn't affect my life at all. If you didn't go to jail, it doesn't affect my life one bit. And if you go to jail for a year, it doesn't affect my life one bit. What are you talking about? This is you.
I was actually rooting for him to not go to jail because I like when he broadcasts. It's good content.
Well, he might do weekends. So did you hear when Keanu said that he was messaging her and that he wanted to do 1 day a month for the next 8 months?
Yeah.
Can't like do that.
What?
Fucking layaway.
Every time you go in, you have to spread your ass cheeks and get searched.
Yeah.
So why not just go in
does
and
he get a
it
new
done?
Mugshot? Is it a new mugshot every time?
I would assume
I assume I'll get one. I don't think you get one every time, but I don't know. But like, you definitely are going to get searched every time you go into jail. That's going to happen.
But why does he think they care about what he wants?
Maybe that's why he wants to do it. Maybe he likes spreading his asshole for men. He's like, yeah, I'd actually like to do half days or quarter days if that's possible.
The state wants 45. We get 8. We wanted 0. We get 8. Nobody's happy. Everybody's happy. I think the judge did perfect job. They said, look, you'd be getting your way, but you got the one violation.
Is that what the judge said?
No!
You've been great.
Wasn't what it was like at all.
The judge wasn't laughing?
There were times when it did seem like she wanted to laugh at Aaron's lawyer. But no, she didn't laugh like based on the sentencing. Or
she laughed at the prosecutor for bringing up this violation and threw it out.
No, she definitely did not.
Oh, okay.
There you go. 8 days. So that's where we're at now. And, you know, I got to tell you, it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And again,
across.
It wouldn't.
This happened during the plea deal, too. You know, when he made that plea deal in like March and talked about it for 2 months, he was like, I can't tell you how I've not been sleeping and I've been a wreck. All while.
The scrolling banner and like in the show before was the end to a painful era.
Mm-hmm. Be nothing if I didn't do something stupid.
Didn't end up.
I did something stupid. You pay a price for it. You move on with your life. And again, this is going to trigger you. If this reaction is going to upset you. Again, I'm sorry. I can't be what you need me to be. I just have to be authentic. So there you go.
I can't be a good father or a good partner. I just have to be me.
Go.
Hasn't he admitted that he's not authentic? Isn't that like his whole thing, that he's playing a character?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can't everyone. Talk about when or where he's admitted that. But there,
you know what? But I don't think he ever said
somewhere where he did mention that.
I don't think he said in his statement in court that it wasn't me who sent that picture. It was the character.
Right.
Aaron Imhoff, the toe.
Steel toe sent it.
Like, why did he just go all in with that?
Right.
I don't understand this at all.
It was very nice that second violation thing, the judge did throw that out.
It's not second. There were too many to count in June. It's not two. Holy shit.
Said I'm not considering that because I agree with Mr. Imholt, Mr. Peterson. That's got a lot of questions on that one. I did say today that I am out of the Gino Bisconti business. That is 1,000% accurate. Look, man, the dude's reckless.
So it was just poor phrasing on his part when he said, if you give me mercy, I'll be done with Gino Bisconti. If you don't, though. So what he meant to say was, I will never work. Like, why put the qualifier on it? Just say, I will never work with Gino Bisconti again. And by the way, do we believe that?
No, he was texting with Gino and they were laughing about this.
It wasn't work, right. Carl. That was, you know, old boot goofing.
It was insane. Gino and Kiki are really taking this well, although it's gonna get worse. Keanu was on a show with her mother last night where she was really kind of shit talking Aaron, but she was like, we're still friends, we're always gonna be friends, and we've been more friends than working partners anyway, so like it's just about the friendship now. He'll never see these people again. If you're such good friends, I expect you to visit Minnesota. If you're such good friends, I expect you to be on his, you know, like on his back porch drinking beers and watching the weather again. They will never see each other again. I'm making this prediction now.
Oh, you're right.
They're not friends.
They're not
what
friends.
World are you in? You're his paid friends. He's got nobody else. That's why you were his friends, because they pay. Again, you came in Saturday for a Saturday night show, and he made you stay until Tuesday because he needed someone to hang out with.
Yes. So Aaron needs them because he has no friends. And then they need Aaron because every text message he sends them, they're going to go on a show and talk about it. So they're like, yeah, let's keep this communication going. They've been doing that nonstop since this. And I'm going to tell you, it's probably not helping your friend Aaron that you're telling everyone exactly how Aaron is positioning this to you guys.
I don't know where I saw, but there was some clip where they were like, so you'll just go to the anniversary show now and hang out like as fans? No! No! They'll never go back to Minnesota again. Ever.
What can I say? Gino Bisconti's a reckless guy. And you can't have reckless people like that in your orbit when you got crazy shit going on.
Now, only if you would have seen this when the Aaron Berg thing was going down on Compound Media, which Doom has put up an amazing retrospective clip about that, the falling out of that relationship, and how Gino couldn't keep his mouth shut. Aaron Berg in one of those clips says, we'd be making $500,000 a year if Gino could fucking get a handle on his behavior. But Aaron doesn't learn. And now Aaron, I realize now that this Gino guy's a loose cannon. Right. I mean, again, you knew that in 2023 when you put him on Rumble Fridays. That was all because Gino couldn't control himself. You've known for a long time Gino couldn't control himself. It's why when you went away to Florida, you said you guys ask him all the questions and let them go nuts on Kayla.
Yeah.
Because I can't. You knew. Same thing at the live anniversary show.
You know, I really do feel like the weight of the world, like there were so many different factions and thousands of people trying to shove you down into this box, like into this grave, and you popped out of it and you made it and it's over with now.
Yeah, but that's only because Jackie quit pretty antisocial, so we had less weight on you. We were counting on her.
Oh, you're a monster.
Is that too much?
Mooney calls her the uninteresting one and you call her the fat one? Jeez.
I'm just saying, uninteresting one.
Ghost of Cabby called her the ugly one.
Oh. Wow. This is fucking brutal.
Monsters, you all hate women.
I said she was the least critical one.
Unless she's on a scale, right, Carl?
I'm just saying this is the straw that broke the camel's back. It doesn't have to be a big person. It's just we just need that one extra person. Wow,
now she's too big to ride a camel?
Straw, like her straw-like hair, right, Ghost of Cabby?
Rudy, like she's as interesting as straw. She's like a bale of hay. I get it. I get the subtext.
Now after you win the war, that doesn't mean you just gloat and you go, oh, we won the war, blah, blah, whatever. These people are dumb. You know, these viewers that...
Yeah,
you
don't know, do that. People
are dumb. You can talk that kind of shit all day long. But you also have to look inside your own camp and you got to say, all right, who's with me and who's for themselves?
Can you call it a camp anymore? Who's camping out still?
No one showed up for him in the courtroom.
Gino, Kiki, and Johnny were in the camp. And now Gino's being kicked out of the camp? So it's just Keanu, Johnny, and him, and a bag of marshmallows? This is a shitty camp.
What war did he win?
And I did say in court today, I said I will never again work with Gino Bisconti publicly or professionally. And that is 1,000% true. I've even told Gino this.
Publicly or professionally, this is how
I know he will work with Gino again. He's swearing he won't.
Yeah, but publicly or professionally,
I can't work with you.
Privately and amateurish, he's all for. But
he says he's like, oh, we're laughing about the disavow. No, I disavow the shit he says. I think he says wild, crazy, offensive shit.
Now time for the white power hour.
Exactly. Right. But now let me get my folder where I threaten to dox people in my chat room.
All right, let me press play on the song, and we wait.
Show us how it's done, pro.
Quite frankly, but when I said that I found, you know, Gino's words about different things disgusting and everything, I do. I find them really, really gross.
I was texting Jesus about it earlier. We both think it's wrong. It's disgusting.
And I think for his own mental health, he should stop. I think he keeps saying, you know, oh, you fuck around in that Dabbleverse, it eats at your soul, blah, blah, blah.
Imagine having to get arrested three times to realize that Gino's mentally ill.
And I think he's right. I agree with him. I think all these people have kind of, their souls have rotted out. Yours included, if you're into that. No offense.
That's my asshole.
But I don't think he realizes that he...
Yes, if it hadn't rotted out, Rocco couldn't get his hand up there.
Right. He's so neck deep in it, he can't pull it himself out. And I think it's rotted his soul. Says, another win for the toe. Ups to you for taking accountability for your actions, brother. Some people are incapable of self-reflection and repentance, so be grateful. Yeah, people were mad that I referenced my new...
Have we ever heard of Unforced Ego? This guy gave $200. Yeah, have you ever heard that name before?
No.
No. But whatever was keeping track of his money, does that include Rumble Rants? Because that was a $200 Rumble Rant. No.
So that's $700 now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because I remember seeing things like that.
Well, I guess he's rich. By the way, he's gonna get almost $4,000 back from the court, so it's gonna feel like a windfall.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But come on, the money he made this night was not like a normal Tuesday night.
No,
it was worth it to him.
Of course not. We don't have any begging clips this week,
right? Bastards.
Who found faith? They were mad about that.
If we were allowed to tape inside the court, there'd be a begging clip.
Aaron, I would have been mad if you didn't find faith, because there would have been nothing else to goof on from your statement besides, you know.
Now, there are varying reports coming in about him getting choked up and crying while he read his statement. What was your take on that? I know you couldn't see his face.
I mean, it was like
was he getting choked up?
I don't know, man.
You said he was trying to cry.
Yeah, I think he was as choked up as Carmick was last Sunday. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, it wasn't uncontrollable crying. I don't know. It seemed like he was trying to me.
It's bad acting, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's helped me a ton.
So he's like Dexter. He can't feel emotions. He has to study humans and feign their behaviors to try to get people to think he has. We've seen it. He didn't cry when his wife left him. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard not when you can't see the person's face, I guess.
Happy to profess that.
Well, Tukey had a lot of opinions on this afterwards, and now all of a sudden he's hedging all of his bets right now.
What was my opinion before? I said he was trying to cry.
Yeah, I heard you talk about crocodile tears, and
you were saying like you should only get one day.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, he was not trying to cry. I mean, he was not crying, but he was trying to cry.
Well, that was the question that was just asked you, and you're like, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, who knows what's going on?
Why did you go again? I have a feeling it was donuts.
Oh, it was so good. Did you get the bear claw from Nelson's brother?
No. I got one donut as big as my head to show as a prop. I ate one bite of it. It was disgusting. They're regular donuts. Those Ray's donuts are dog shit.
Yeah, they did not look good. Like, just because something's big doesn't mean it's good.
Granted, mine was like 2 days old before I took a bite of it, but it was bad.
That's true.
They were dense. They were just like dense, heavy. Like, you want a donut to be light and fluffy. And anyway, we'll check out our donut podcast next week.
If you're, I'm going to try to give you some advice, even though you're not going to like it, you're not going to take it.
Okay.
If you live in your life for somebody else, whether it's me or anyone else, you're going to have problems. You're going to wonder why everyone else is so happy and you're so fucking mad all the time. I don't know what to, I mean,
this is a guy who every Sunday watches the Vikings game, like it's live or die. And then he goes on and he talks about it. He's wearing the jersey. And he's got to go over to his neighbor's house and ignore his kids while they're watching the game. He's like, I don't know, guys. If you get obsessed with stuff and just rooting for things, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's a towel?
Stop it.
I just like the gift.
It's amazing.
He's scratching his eyeball through his eyelid.
Again, I don't care if you figure that out, but I hope you
for a guy who doesn't ever know what to tell you, he sure does tell you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I see some of you and I go, God, that would be a depressing way to live. Rebel Fluff becoming a member for 30.
9 months says, so the reunion with Jamal's pink black stick is off then. Craig said words becoming a member for 3 months. Says, hey, Sully, I left the Snickers on your bed. See you soon. Oh, man, those are going to come in hot and heavy from Steel Toe fans. Oh, boy. Comfortably numb with $4.99 says, you got this. I'm happy with the way it went. It went better than I thought it would.
Happy is the wrong descriptor, I think. Right. Like, again, everything has to be a win or a loss. So, like, he has to go, like, this was awesome. We won. I'm happy. It's like, it doesn't have to be that way. You can just be relieved. Like, there are other words to use. Like,
it's very Boolean. It's like black or white, win or loss. There's no in between. There's no complex emotion. It's pure wins and losses.
We wanted zero. They wanted 45. We got 8. I think that's on my side. We win. Huh?
Because the state of Minnesota, when it came to me, they were out for blood. You know, they were really out for blood. And again,
the prosecutor was trying to prosecute? What right, the fuck?
They were trying to get me to kill myself. Huh?
It's so stupid.
Here and be like, oh, yeah, the judge gave us exactly what we... No, the judge gave, you know, got to do 8 more days than I wanted to do. But I think what the judge did was they went, look, you would have got it your way. But here's this little fuck up in the middle.
Too many to count, not one.
Here's 8 days for it. I think that was the logic. And look, they can't shoot you with your own gun if you don't hand it to them. I am.
What?
Saying for everything.
What does that have to do with anything?
So glad it's over. I'm so glad it's done with. And we just got one little
the civil cases.
The cost of your actions.
It's not one little thing. It's not one little thing, and I think this is a great time to dive into the sentencing stuff as soon as we get cleared up with these, of course, super tips, which is what it's all about, Carl. Am I right?
That's right.
Waiver, thank you for the super sticker. What is this, anybody? Does anybody have this one?
A lichen trek. Yeah, were you stupid?
But the capitalized letters are throwing me off. Reminder, if you have less than 2,500 in your bank, you're scum, but I'll still beg for people to cover my legal fees. Mm-hmm. Huh? Be smiley. You. Thank you very much for the super sticker. Pony power, too. Tukey, please retract your Culver statements or I'll no longer be able to send you 3D printed junk. Also, where do I send this Kiki butthole toothpaste?
That's fantastic. I take it back. I've only been to Culver's twice. It was very good. I just don't think about it. And it's not gas station food. That's fast food.
What an asshole.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. Oh. So what that make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide, how to lie. Me? I don't have that problem. Me? I always tell the truth, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Go on. The last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. I made GTA 4, RDR 1, GTA 5, cry more, you old ass wine moms.
Jesus Christ. Rygod's fighting everybody today.
Is that Laszlo?
No, I don't know. Rocco should have asked him, has anyone who's cum you've ever licked up ever queefed in your face? Rick parked right next to his car.
Maybe that's Nick's usual.
And here's the thing about that. The Chargers. Remember COVID? That 5 kid having cunt. Did you see the game? And one more thing about my headband. I'm in New York City. N-word. COVID.
Yeah, that's my complaint against the Geno Burrow character, is that he finishes too many of his thoughts.
I know. I got to take notes. I'm going to take more notes as Geno does his shows and try and think. And I think I'm going to call him Geno Biscotti.
I do gangbang.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're fine.
Rocco is genuinely tarted, technically speaking. Yes. An excessively sloped forehead is indicative of poor impulse control. Look it up, Moody.
I've been saying this.
Oh, did you see, Moody? I got to show you my notes. Did you see my notes? Because I got to ask if I have that same serial killer thing that you think Aaron has.
Yeah, did you write them with your left hand? What was going on?
Did you see them?
Yes.
Queefer Sutherland, this is like the dude at the bar who gets his ass kicked by everyone, and when everyone's walking away, he gets up and keeps talking shit and gets beat again. He gets beat again.
Again.
James Q. Legend, if Melton breaks into jail, it violates a PO. If Melton breaks into jail, it violates a parole officer?
Or a police officer?
I was going to be sentenced longer, but the judge found me innocent on two counts of being a good boy.
I'll never go away, bitch. Let me tell everyone about a lawyer's wife who's a whore and a druggie. It's okay because I'm not using her name.
I'm going to jail for life, aren't I?
Yes, I had two violations, but I got three good boys.
You think
they hand out those shiny star stickers in prison?
this dynamic that Gino and Aaron have, where they have nothing to talk about except how much of a whore Kayla is, how much Nick sucks. Like, they will, and Aaron won't be able to move past this because he's going to tie himself to the eye bolt in the ground, Gino, that will just keep talking about this.
He's done with that guy. He's done with that guy. Right, God, Aaron is so gay, he's a real-life cuck.
Yes.
That is the word. Tommy Jordan, you're all inspired me. I've started making Dabbleverse clips in Red Bar Studio. Lil KB is beyond hilarious. I got to interview that Lil Legend one day. He's unavailable. Sylvester Uncas, remember when Gino had that dying retired judge on his stream trying to explain Nick and Aaron to prove his point and he couldn't follow elder abuse? Holy shit, I forgot about that.
There was a moment when Gino was on MLC recently when Chad said, look, he was talking with Chad. Gino said, this is all over. Chad asked him, what about the civil suits? And Gino's response to that was, what's a civil suit? It's
He's already suing him, Chad. He can't sue him again.
You can't even tell the difference between a lawsuit and a criminal charge.
How is Chad more onto it? Like, Chad's asking good questions.
Gino thought everyone was suing each other.
Yes. Not yet. Big Trouble Media, is that Scott Steiner math? Mm-hmm. Pufferfish, Jesus died Friday and rose Sunday. Coincidence? Cash, one of the violations he forgot is him playing the new intro song for a long time that mentioned Kayla, the one that Monograph sent him. I think it was April, or did it mention Kayla?
It mentioned Kayla as well, but he like got rid of it. Like he plays the
proof that he had been looking at like Kayla's risque like panty photos that showed up on the bottom of his Facebook.
Yes.
And then there was the time that he played like that like 300 edited video of like it had Kayla's face on it. Like, oh yeah, one violation. Right.
Cole better stop running his mouth about the prosecutor. She stated in the original sentencing that his violations crossed into criminality. She may file charges on those soon.
It's
gonna happen.
We heard Aaron talking about Nick the whole time Nick was going through his stuff. And now Aaron is echoing a lot of the same arguments Nick was bringing up. The county's corrupt. There's like corruption. They're bringing up charges that don't make sense. I'm just trying every avenue that I can.
You just stand in the town square and admit what you did.
The system is made to break you. Like all of these things Nick was saying, Aaron was yelling at him.
Tim Bollinger, I had a few one-day jail sentences when I was younger and did them on weekends. I went in at 5 p.m. Saturday night and got out Sunday at 5 p.m. No way they could credit him for 3 days from Friday to Sunday. I think they can. According to him, anyway. Maybe if my lawyer's watching, he can tell us.
Yo. Every time you go into prison, you have to have your butthole searched for contraband. Why is Aaron insisting on leaving every weekend
and
coming back?
That's what I'm saying. Or even one day a week for 8 months. He's just like, I could get a month's worth of happy out of this. Like, Jesus Christ. How many men do you want up there?
Our legal system doesn't consider innocent until proven guilty. It's all about breaking people.
That is why 38% of inmates is black, even though only 13% of the U.S. population is black. So instead of White Power Hour, we will shift to our new segment, Black Lives Matter Chatter. I'll also become a defense attorney, and I'm meeting up with Stuttering John for our new LSAT study group.
Yeah, isn't it funny that both of these guys have taken a newfound interest into the law? They both want to get their Juris Doctorates.
It's a crazy look at desperation when people are desperate.
He's like, if I could do anything different, I'd go back and be a judge. It's like, if you could do anything different, you'd go to a four-year college at all. Like, or not go to jail or not violate.
Yeah, as Adam said, no, if you do anything different, you wouldn't have said the revenge porn.
Right.
Idiots.
I've been training for years, and I finally get to be a shower shark. Another win for the toe.
Jesus.
Yo, my nipple. Just a tip for you, toe. Maybe drop the White Power Hour from your show till you're done your time.
Yeah, I don't know how the probation officer is going to see that or the assessment person. Just Jewel, can we book Carl for KB's birthday?
We don't care about birthdays. Sorry, true. Just Jewel.
Yeah, sounds like a fat girl thing if you ask me.
What if someone's been a good boy? Do you care about his birthday, Dan?
The main god, Carl, your dad says hi. Jesus Christ, this has got to be Mr. P. That's so nice. He loves death.
He'll still be doing two shows a week in the pokey as a bachabazi.
Do you think he'll do fake shows in his cell? He'll try to get a little audience in there. Like, come on, if we get three or four of you in here, it'll feel just like a live show. I feel like one of my
if he's got critter, someone.
Love you guys. Thank you.
If he's got someone on the outside, they could do the video call through that website that Sean was talking about.
Right.
And he could do the show there if they put enough credits on his.
But if it costs $1 a minute for internet, he doesn't make enough to cover that.
He'll actually have a bigger goal.
No, but I can see him doing pretend radio shows with some of the inmates, like over, you know, in the back of the cafeteria or something.
Yeah, but once he gets to White Power Hour, he needs to look over his shoulder.
So Suge Knight does a podcast from prison. Also our buddy Chili DeCastro, Delete Laws, was doing the same thing where he was getting a phone call from a buddy who was then posting it on his YouTube and they were streaming it live. So, yes. Aaron could potentially do a show from jail, and I would tune in.
Nick saw Tukey can cut both of Kiki's boobs with one hand. Skull!
Skull.
Probably true. James Baumer with $50. Patrick, please give the ghost of Mr. P my phone number. We need to connect. He needs a ride for his surgery. Thanks. By the way, Carl stinks. I'm not hooking anybody up. I got another one from... I think I got a letter from just Jewel asking me for someone's number or to hook you up. It's like, what am I?
Well, this is fantastic.
This is insane.
They're giving Mr. P a new brain? Is that the surgery he's getting?
You got an email from someone about Carl not playing a thing?
Someone in Sweden was like, Carl promised me he'd play my video and he didn't.
If you've got anything that you don't like about WATP or anything like that, Patrick is fielding calls and emails on Carl's behalf. Getting through to Carl. He is forwarding them onto Carl when Carl requests them.
Yep. Yes.
You're getting through. Keep going.
And also, Tukey's very busy. So if you need to tell Tukey anything, please contact Melton.
He will complain about it in the group chat, and we will get your message.
I'm going to get sued for giving out people's info.
Dan Cram is paying you a stupid tax. Realized yesterday I was somehow paying for a steel toe membership. Another win for the hoe.
Oh.
John's ceiling of lies. Someone in jail will see his paperwork. It's a crime against a woman. His time may be a bit more difficult than he realizes. Oh, yeah, they do. That is a thing. They all want to see each other's paperwork. You ever watch that, like, 60 Days In and stuff? They all want to see each other's paperwork to, A, it proves you're not like an informant or a cop who's on the inside, but B, they want to know. They want to know what you're in for before you sit at their lunch table. Like,
what's the same motherfucker? You call yourself the toe? What the fuck are you talking about? What is this fucking gay shit?
You like toes? Lick my toe.
Yeah, lick my toe, motherfucker.
What's shaka?
Yeah. No, explain it to me. It's that Wojak that somebody made like a year ago.
Yeah, where is that? That was fucking great.
No, go ahead. Do your impression.
Yeah.
I was telling the boys. No, not do it again. Do it again. Goes to Mr. P. When I'm bored, well, bad shit happens. Baumert, you got 20 days, November 6th. What's happening? They're all threatening each other about private chat conversations through super tips. Rygod, Patrick, I'm part of an agency. Why do you think we had to cut GTA 3's final mission? Flying the dodo into Donald Trump Love's tower. I'm afraid of being capped because what I know about Kirk. Will you be my dead man switch? If you really, yes, I will. But if you really were afraid of the Mossad or something, why would you be going on shows and super chatting what you know? Wouldn't you be in hiding? Like, if I thought the Jewish
Shulies
concern was after me, I'd probably be in hiding and not watching Dabbleverse content. Diablo Sandwich, Aaron Luther King, Mahatma Imholt, Toe of Nazareth.
The Jewish concern sounds like a food blog about bagels.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that Tukey's blog? Mm-hmm.
The Jewish concern. Where to get a good bagel?
Mike Crotch. His audience must be pretty ignorant to still give this smarmy shit money. No, he's making more than ever, of course. Pony Power 2. It's my birthday and I have been a good boy. Do you care about my birthday, Carl?
I do, because you made me this Nick Riccata Baldo Pony Power 2. So, yes, happy birthday.
When are you going to use it?
How do you know I didn't?
Okay.
Let me smell it real quick.
It looks too small to get him out. AO1012, Tukey, make sure to say watch this repeatedly for the Geno character and be proud of yourself for no reason at all. All right, you've made big points when you haven't.
Geno. You have to speak in nested parentheses as Geno. Like,
all right, I have to look up a nested parentheses first.
We got my Selly Lil Pook with the two ramen noodles, Big Kev with the honey buns, and Shorty Wise with the toothbrush.
Rygod, reminder, Muhammad said American IT workers are lazy. We already got your IP, and you'll see what we can do. Talking about you, Moody?
I don't know. No, Muhammad... Well, he was around before IT workers, so I don't know, before America.
I think they're calling you Muhammad. I think that's
hum,
what.
Billy Billy Burr, hum, Billy Billy Burr, hum, Billy Billy Burr.
Time for a nap, Carl. Brian Landon, hey, Melton, can you hook me up with Micheline's number? No, I'm gonna help just Jewel out, and that's it. And then just Jewel, in the email, she's like, and you better not put my information up on a bathroom stall. It's like, what are you? I'm not even like, it wasn't even a joke. It's just like, you do not have my permission to share this. I'm sharing it. We're done with just Jewel. Get out of my chat. Sorry, that was angry.
Serious question. How much would y'all pay for a recent 3 month long conversation with myself and a guy where there's multiple sexual texts, pics, and videos, and myself shitting on my husband?
Jesus Christ. Is she going back
what?
To sex?
At
she might get more traction now. She could maybe make it work. MMC, Mooney needs to get to work on how to hack into jail's cable feed and start streaming White Power Hour on all the channels the minute he gets there. Can you imagine?
Even if hacking a jail.
On the news. Even if it was just on the news, all you need to do is get it in the news.
Training starts now for the Jailhouse Boxing League. No. License needed.
Yeah. They're going to get him in safe squirt. Rygod, I'm in hiding. I'm in Venezuela. They did Kirk through the microphone. I have all the clips. What are you talking about?
I've heard about this. You don't know about this conspiracy
no!
theory? It wasn't Tyler Robinson who took the shot.
And then these tunnels.
What?
Yeah.
Julie tunnels.
We could talk offline.
Your airport?
We could talk offline about it.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Why not talk online about it?
Because I don't want your YouTube channel getting taken down. That's why.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant I've heard. Holy shit. No, I don't know if this is the best place to do the disclosure. David R. Fuller, Aaron's jaw must be sore from all that fake smiling, amongst other things. Mark Davis, wouldn't having a cuck chair in his scroll donations be considered a reference to Kayla and Nick?
Good point. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Delco Lou, so the courts are heroes but also out for blood? Yeah, I'm confused. Cindy, member for 13 months, thought 4 weeks of TLP, but we're getting 2 more years.
Oh, I've been saying this since like last year. It's only going to get more interesting once the sentencing happens, because either he will like actually start to change and that would be interesting, or he feels like he's gotten away with it and that will only embolden him to escalate. And it really seems like we're going down the second option, which it's gonna blow up in his face.
Goes to Mr. P. Baumer, 10 seconds or Jenny's baby from another guy, baby, you renews Tukey. Again, no one can ever tell what you're trying to say, Ghost of Mr. P. Minimal participation. For what it's worth, yeah. I love Carl. You got a fan, Carl.
Careful with that kind of talker out here. Careful.
Yeah. Serious question. What's 2 plus 2?
Garfi Crivacois. Just Jewel hit me up on Discord. And Rygod says, Charlie Kirk told his AIPAC rabbis he was done supporting Israel. Smoked 48 hours later. Also, Melton, your wife is a hottie. Leave my wife out of this. Okay, she's upstairs playing with her Legos. All right, Moody, should we go over this sentencing paperwork you posted to Reddit?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Maybe you can explain to us exactly what he's looking at here.
Yep.
Let me zoom. Oh, shit.
I think my internet's fixed now as well. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Now the show's almost done.
All right. So he's been sentenced to 364 days. That's a stayed sentence for 2 years. That means if he screws up sometime in the next 2 years, that's how long he needs to go to jail for.
They're literally holding this over his head. So he's talking mm-hmm. about this weight off his shoulders. They're holding this jail sentence of a year over his head. If he slips up at all, they can just throw him in jail immediately.
And he's had that for the past year also. Like,
right. And he's going, this is over. Moving on. It's the opposite of that.
The last year it was 90 days. Now it's a whole year.
Yeah.
And it was like unmonitored or whatever you want to call it. This is going mm-hmm. to be a lot more hands-on mm-hmm. and there's going to be a lot more conditions of the probation than there were for the HRO violation against his ex-wife.
But the probation officer will be watching a show, which increases his audience.
Yeah.
Another win for the toe.
Another win for the toe.
He's going to need to seriously change some things about himself in order to comply with this. Because this is set up with him to fail. I think he's...
Jesus will tell him what to do. He'll be...
There's some sort of class he could take that'll teach him.
we'll look into that. So he needs to serve 15 days. He's been credited 2 because he went in twice already. But one of those times was like for only an hour. Or something like that. Yeah.
He bragged about it too.
That's what
time was for like a morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the day in jail is just, do you exist in jail on that day would count as a day.
Because so if you remember, he didn't even get to give away his dinner to a bigger inmate the first time. He
was just his juice.
So if you're booked in at 11:50 p.m. and you're released at 12:10 a.m., that would count as 2 days in jail. Technically.
Movie math.
That wouldn't happen, but it counts as 2 days. So 13 days remaining to be served in custody. Defendant to turn himself in on or before October 17th. But this 13 days, so he's looking at the 10, this 15 being reduced to 10 because it's 2/3, but it only ticks down after 2 days have elapsed. That doesn't happen once he hits 8 days.
Right.
So I think he'll need to serve 9 days, if my understanding of it's correct.
It takes time to process the good behavior discount.
Well, because he hasn't gone the 2 days yet, so it's like an odd number.
Got it.
So he's ordered on September 30th to defendant is placed on supervised probation for 2 years. So this is someone checking up on him, doing tests, whatever they rule that they need to look into for him. And he needs to pay all program and supervision fees. So any drug tests he needs to go through, he needs to pay for that. Any classes he needs to take, anything, any cost that they incur, he needs to pay for it. So it's not just stopping at 1,100 or whatever that he got.
Now, we all know he does really well with conditions. And this seems like a lot of conditions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's good at following them, right? So the first ones is follow all instructions of probation, which is standard. Follow the recommendations of evaluation. So this is a very, very open condition because this is a condition which it's like a Trojan horse. You can sneak a whole bunch of other things.
It's basically going to say whatever any of these professionals that we're going to make you go see determine you need to do, you need to do.
Yeah. I was watching Sean the Lawyer react to this. Bad points, good points, whatever, but he brought up a good point about this. It's that the judge isn't like a mental health expert. The judge is not like a drug specialist. They're not going to be, they don't have the capacity to say whether or not someone has this stuff. Like is struggling
and even
issues.
If they were, they're not going to be the ones handling this evaluation. So they're going to leave it up to their right. person that they've entrusted to do this assessment.
Yeah. So it's handed over to those people that make the assessment just so that those people say, this is what this person needs in order to last through probation without making any more trouble for themselves, which makes sense. I mean,
and this is where the no alcohol order could find its way into this list.
Correct. He's doing victory lap saying that the judge didn't grant no alcohol. This is where the no alcohol stuff can come in. Then the no drugs. He might need to do drug tests and pay for each drug test he does.
But I don't think he will. I don't think that factors into any of this.
The alcohol does. He gets drunk and goes off. Quite
he
frequently.
Said on his stream after the sentencing that he only drinks every 20 or 30 shows on his stream, which is insane.
You guys say that? Have you seen Karmic? Have you seen Southering John? I guess I follow people who are way bigger alcoholics.
Yeah, they're
than
not
Aaron
breaking
Holt.
The law. No one's arguing yeah. that Stuttering John or
Stuttering John's not breaking the law. All right,
that's no, I'm fair. Saying that's like they're not going through the court system, being forced to be evaluated.
Okay,
but that's like Kyle. That's like saying like, oh, a punch isn't assault. Have you seen someone got murdered over there? So a punch doesn't mean anything. Like,
I hear you. I hear you. But things. Also, I mean, you guys are being ridiculous to say that Aaron needs alcohol counseling. I don't see it at all.
I've thought for a long time that he's.
And I know you say that all the time.
It contributes to his show. Again, no one's arguing that Mr. P and Rygod aren't drunker than a skunk right now, but they're not under the eye of the court.
Right. Understood.
His lips get a lot looser when he's on alcohol, and he comes very close to violating those conditions a lot. Like
I think he has internet addiction before he has yes. a problem with alcohol.
Right.
Maybe Charlotte needs to submit that letter that she wrote for him. Like, yeah. Those are good recommendations.
Like alcoholics pass out and they don't go to Kiwi Farms all night. They actually right. get it 9 hours straight.
So he needs to call up probation and chat with them. That's probably already happened by now. This is this next one, complete comprehensive assessment. Successfully complete comprehensive diagnostic assessment as directed by agent. And so he needs to, yeah, follow all the recommendations of that assessment. They look
that
into,
could be that could be a lot of things.
Yeah. It's every aspect of his life.
Yeah.
They look into it. So the show will definitely be part of that.
That could be a lot
Let's not
of
forget,
things.
He also had to undergo something similar to this with the pre-sentencing investigation.
Mm-hmm.
More new fans. This is fantastic.
Cognitive skill training. So he needs to successfully complete a cognitive skills program, such as thinking for a change, as directed by agent. So
I love this. This is my favorite part.
Thinking for a change. Try it. Go on. Try it.
So this is a program that teaches people to consider the consequences of their actions mm-hmm. before they act out what they want to do. I looked into it a little bit. It changes the recidivism rate from like 30 something percent.
What was that word
to
20 again?
Something percent. Recidivism.
Recidivism.
Close enough.
Recidivism.
I give it to him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you. No, what I love about this, Moody, my favorite part about him going to this training is when he's going to lecture his audience about what he's learned about That's going to be my favorite part.
Do you think he'll put that in as like, I did community service. I repeated the lessons I learned in Thinking for a Change so that my audience also thinks for a change.
Yeah, like when Pee Wee Herman was busted in the theater, they're like, yeah, you just got to do some like, don't do drugs, kids, community, you know, PSAs, and then we'll let it go. Like,
he will not be able to not come teach us what he learns. Because, again, remember when SP taught him that it's okay to miss her? Come over every night. He's like, guys, did you know in a relationship, it's okay for them to, like, not be there sometimes?
I feel guilty keeping all this information to myself because it could help you as it has helped me.
The same thing happened with Al-Anon. When he went to Al-Anon, and he started teaching everyone about how to stay away from drugs, and he would be their mentor to keep them away from drugs.
Yes, if I have to miss a show to do it, I'll counsel you.
Right. But this lowers the recidivism rate from 30-something to 20-something. So it's like a 25% improvement. Like
a negligible effect on offenders. Got it.
Right. So, yeah, he needs to go through that. No contact with victim. Defendant is prohibited from directly or indirectly contacting, talking about, disparaging, and or harassing the victims online, on social media, live events.
Or I like how they put in live events there.
They threw that out. Why did they
didn't care about it. Yeah.
Also, I wonder if the Biscontes and Aaron talk through social media, even through DMs, about her. Because that is one of the conditions. It's not what they mean by it, but technically. But he's going to have trouble with this one. I think so.
I think that Thinking for a Change will help his recidivism rate, because he only has a mild case of not thinking before he acts. He only has a really mild, one of the most basic cases of not understanding consequences. I think he'll be fine.
There's a saying they have in cognitive skills program. Look before you leap.
Right.
It's very... I never thought of life like that.
What if you measure twice and not once?
My God, Carl, you've been there too.
Could you imagine?
He's going to discover the golden rule. What if
I never thought about other people as being like independent beings that things can happen to?
Did he literally say that in the courtroom, Tukey, where he was just like, since my nudes were leaked, I understand how devastating this is for Kayla now?
Yeah. Because because at first they were like, they were trying to object him bringing up the fact that he was going to mention taking an HRO against Nick, but he had to mention that because he had to take out that HRO because Nick did the same thing that happened to him. So now he knew what
I didn't think I was gay until somebody ate my cum.
That's it.
You know, we all actually are born with a sixth sense. It's called common sense. And I just learned about it in cognitive skills program.
But if he thinks that Nick did the same thing to him, why isn't he filing for revenge porn charges?
Because it'd be ridiculous!
Right.
Yeah, it's just another dishonest, it's another false equivalency. Like,
yeah.
He knows that nobody broke a law against him. He knows that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to my own bathroom anymore and take a shower, Your Honor. I see my titties in the mirror and I know hundreds of people were laughing at them. How am I supposed to take a shower now?
He does this thing where he will exaggerate what other people have done in order to make it seem like he is a victim. And we're saying this all over, but yeah.
I think there's a lot of exaggerating going on. Right. Over.
God, the things I want to say, not good over. Holy shit. All right. So he's not allowed to contact the victim. He needs to remain law-abiding. So if he gets into trouble again, he goes to jail for a year. Supplying a DNA sample, that apparently doesn't really happen for people who aren't felons, but...
But they don't say why, case, right? So
they don't say why.
That he has to supply a DNA sample, because people were asking when Tukey said that. I just want to make it clear that Tukey wasn't far off in his report of the sentencing. Yeah. But it was confusing to hear, you know, the actual days, and we're still debating what that is. Mm-hmm. But why are they taking DNA samples?
Maybe he needs
to... They know he's going to commit a crime again in the future. They want to be able to fucking match it up. Right.
Or he took one from Nick, and so he needs to give one back. It's like restitution.
Disgusting. I knew there'd be a cum joke. So.
You're disgusting.
This is justice. And then he needs to sign all releases of information. So this is things like if he goes to... Sean covered this pretty well this time. So sign all releases of information. He needs to, if he goes to a psychiatrist or something like that, he needs to sign that release so that the psychiatrist shares information of their sessions with the officers who are assessing whether or not he's doing good things.
Where?
The fines. So first we've got the Tiki Tak foul fine. That's the $50.
Yes.
That comes worth with no jail time. Right. That's the one that was supposed to come with no jail time. But now there's a criminal traffic surcharge of $75, law library fees of $14, a victim services assessment of $1,000. So he needs to pay just over $1,000.
Why do I have to pay the law library fee? I didn't even get to finish the book.
Oh, that's for when he got a book in jail last time?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's expensive.
I don't think there's anything. I think that's pretty much it.
Everything else is just like the front page and the last page, which is just the signing by the judge.
Yeah.
But so he's convicted. You can now call him a revenge pornographer, and it would not be convicted. It would not be slander. Convicted, yeah.
Ooh. Well, he slept on it, of course. And when he... When he came back the next morning, things had changed a little bit.
Yeah.
You tell me if this changed from the night before where he. Okay, here we go.
A lot happened yesterday. Now, I had to kind of contain my laughter on yesterday morning's show because there were not a lot. I'll be honest with you. Not nearly as many angry, psychopathic people. Incredible amounts of support.
Okay, I want to address this. Not only did nobody come to court for him, mm-hmm. not his mother, not one co-host, not one former co-host, not a girlfriend, not his sister, not his father. No one came to court to support this man.
There wasn't a cup holder in the room. It was crazy.
That's not necessarily true.
Not only
former co-host Matt's mom was in the gallery
because she was a fan of Tukey.
Yay!
So what you're saying, Steel Toe, is Rocco, I think you said this. He's box office, but not inside his family.
Yes, not what his
family. Doesn't draw. Well,
I have more information again because Keanu can't keep her mouth shut. The minute he got back to his car, he called Gino and Kiki and told them all the news.
He has no friends.
This man has no friends.
He has no real friends.
I'm not kidding you. I bet he hasn't called his parents about this at all. Like, I bet he doesn't want to tell them. I bet he's ashamed of it. I bet, like what? Maybe he's told Ashley because...
Well, Ashley knows, yeah.
She's going to want to know. But, like, this guy has nobody.
Do I have to watch
he got in the car
dog?
And immediately called Keanu C. Thompson. This is a couple of hens. So when he goes on about the tremendous amount of support and how everyone's there for him and rallied around him, it's like, where? Who? Kiki's your first phone call when you got out of court. Keanu. That's crazy. She said as soon as he got in the car, he called us. Not the mother of his children, not his girlfriend.
He could be just trying to, yeah, you're right. He could be trying to keep this from everyone. If he does every second weekend, he could get away with not telling Ashley and her family.
I don't think he's trying to keep it from his parents. I just think that, like, they don't give a fuck. They know their son's a fuck up. They know that he's in trouble. They know that he's, like, I just think he doesn't have a support system. I don't think he's close with his parents. You know, they didn't talk for years. I don't think he's close with anybody. So the people he decided that he needed to call first were his paid friends. Like, that's crazy to me.
His paid friends who he blames for having this happen to him.
I mean, like,
he doesn't take responsibility for it. It's Gino's fault that he's going to jail.
It got revealed on Johnny's show through a Doom clip that Johnny didn't even know he had court that day.
Yep. That's crazy.
This guy doesn't have any friends. Johnny's over there going, like, this guy saved my life. I owe him everything. Steel Toe doesn't tell him shit. They're not friends.
And Johnny didn't care, too. He's just like, I don't know. I'm not paying attention. I don't give a shit.
Was that today? It's crazy. Was that today? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Why would I care? Listen, it's guys, crazy.
So when he goes on his show and he talks about all the support, it's wild to me.
I have to say, I was shocked by that. Because after yesterday, it's usually a day where, like, the crazies come out and they want to, you know, let you know that.
First of all, when you have to say, the day after I have court, it's usually a day.
Good point.
When you can start predicting stuff.
You're in their head rent-free 24-7, and you basically control.
The wild thing is, in all of this, rather than focusing on rehabilitation and rebuilding his life after a major wake-up call, he's thinking about vengeance. He's thinking about how he got one over on his haters. He's thinking about how he's embarrassing other people mm-hmm. by being himself. It's a really bad cycle. It's not, he's not focusing on anything positive.
Seen here blowing a kiss.
All their life, which, again, I have to tell you, it's ridiculously sad. If what happened to me yesterday makes you sadder than me about it, you're fucked up. You've got to get help. If you're coming in here today in anger at me, you need, and I don't mean this as a euphemism, I mean this in the strongest terms possible, you need to seek psychological care. You are in danger. Your brain is in danger. Your soul's in danger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Guys, the war's over. I've been saying this for a long time. The war's over, and yesterday was the...
What was yesterday? A war over award ceremony? I've been saying the war's been over. Yesterday didn't change anything.
The Death Star and Han and Luke are getting the medals over there.
Yeah,
they're next.
And I had my sentencing hearing yesterday. The good news is the state did not get their way. And...
That's insane.
You've been found guilty of the thing you were charged for, and you're going to jail for a third time for it.
And you're on probation for 2 years, and any slip-up sends you to jail for a year.
You're going to have a mental and behavioral evaluation. But the state didn't get their way. Hold on, this is your way?
That's the good news. Now, let's forget about the victim in this. Like, that has nothing to do with anything. It's just the state versus Aaron.
No, this is what he wanted. Got it.
You know, while I think that the whole thing is psychotic to begin with, at least.
So again, there's no remorse here. There's no, that was all fake.
At least the state didn't get their way. I learned a lot going through the criminal defense process in this country. Number one, innocent until proven guilty doesn't exist. I'm sorry to report it to you guys. What you were taught in school about the American criminal system is wrong. We can always point out, like, communist propaganda. We can always point out propaganda that other countries do. I think the hardest thing to notice is the propaganda that you've been living your entire life.
Again, he pled guilty. That right. was the plea that he took back in March or whatever it was. And he's just like, not, these guys are acting like I'm guilty of this crime that I pled guilty to.
Yeah. It's not in question.
It's yeah.
Days after he did it, he said, I'm going to jail for revenge porn, motherfuckers.
Yes.
He knew.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Shu knew.
What you were taught in schools about what our system is incorrect. There is no such, the idea of innocent until proven guilty is incorrect. I think.
Yeah, this is just a horrible example of what the point you're trying to make, because like there, it's never been in question whether or not you did what you did.
Right.
You aren't innocent, and B, everyone knew you were guilty. So like, what's the argument here that like, they didn't even give me a chance to prove my innocence.
Is this what his future case might be about? Because he's been talking about the corrupt system. Is he trying to maybe say that he was forced or tricked into pleading guilty?
I don't know. He hasn't seen it.
That's why we did this, to make a deal.
The way he's been trying to skirt all of this is through technicalities as well. It's never been in question whether or not he did
right.
or didn't do the crime, because he did do it. But he's trying to say, like, it wasn't me. It was Gino and Keanu that did it.
It's like when you make fun of Chad for DUI driving into a tree. He's like, I pled that down to reckless operation.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you were drunk and fell asleep and drove into a tree.
It wasn't broadcast. It wasn't broadcast online. Like it was, he's trying to, like, these little small things to get out from it. But he is and has been guilty of the original crime since the beginning.
Yes.
Our legal system should be replaced by Ivan Drago just saying, I must break you, because that's what it is. And
I think you should spin a wheel of consequences. That would be a better legal system, just. I think.
Once you are accused of something.
This is exactly what Nick was saying a year ago.
Yeah.
He was saying that the system is designed to break you and to keep you in it. And Aaron was...
and all of QE Farms was like, listen to this fucking motherfucker cope. And by the way, Carl played a clip on his show where Aaron admitted he's been coping about yes. this whole thing.
Yeah, because he goes, they're mad at me because I have a good sense of humor about this. That's how I cope with this kind of thing. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Toe cope.
Then you are allowed to be harassed, lied about, harangued, anything. They allow it. The state will allow it, not society in general. And I will say this, thank God for level-headed judges, and thank God for defense attorneys.
Is that a country song? Thank God for level-headed judges.
Defense attorneys in this country are the true heroes. And you might say, well, Aaron, they
take that, nurses.
And rapists and murderers and terrorists and all these things. All of those people deserve a defense. If you believe in our system, all of those people deserve a defense.
Spider-Man's like, what the fuck?
Hold on. How did this go from I am guilty for the thing I did, but I really have a soft spot for rapists and murderers? We need to get those guys some help.
He didn't think this went through.
He didn't say people accused of rape and murder. He goes, right. I have a real problem with what they're doing to rapists.
If you want evil, if you want crooked, I think our criminal prosecution system is rotten to the core and extremely vindictive.
He should have wrote about the civil system that he was all for. When Senator John brought a lawsuit against me, he's like, this is great.
He's mad that the legal system is vindictive? Hello?
Is he believing that in the purge? Does he think that all crime should be legal? He thinks that no one should be prosecuted.
Strung up on a light pole in the purge. How does he think the purge would go? Celsius, take anything you want.
Is he saying decriminalize everything? Is this what he's saying?
Especially revenge porn.
Especially rapists and murderers.
Minnesota, in my case, the prosecutor for the state of Minnesota really tried to bring up a lot of things that have nothing to do with the offense I pled to. It had nothing to do with anything. She, the prosecuting attorney.
I have an HRO where you said I came to court uninvited. The crazy part about that is the day before you invited me.
Uh-oh. You don't have the recording of that, do you?
No.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, don't worry, Aaron, you're fine.
That I dared to have a sense of humor about this whole thing being done and the plea deal being done. She literally, in open court, was like, and he laughed about this. You're allowed to. In our system, you're allowed to. And it shocks me that an attorney, it really worries me about our system, because I'm sure they're not the only one, that an attorney doesn't know that a person who has been crushed and pushed and pressured and bullied and harassed by the state of Minnesota doesn't get to have a sense of humor.
This is the exact thing Nick was saying.
Yeah.
He's the victim. By the way, it shocks you that an attorney didn't know that. It shocks us that your attorney thought they could get the verdict, that they could take a peek at the verdict to see if they needed to argue harder.
Yeah.
That's what your attorney did. Your Honor, could you just tell us how this thing's going to go for us? And then we'll decide whether or not we want to keep fighting.
I would also classify all of this little piggy as a sense of humor. Like, it's a, we're laughing at this the whole time. Is he saying we're not allowed to laugh at him?
Telling. Because the whole thing about our system is, it's not we're going to prove you did something. It's not any of that. It's we will and break you. And I cannot tell you how proud of myself I am, how appreciative I am of my luck.
Holy shit, I did court so good. Nobody did court better than me.
How proud of myself I am. What a crazy sentence to say.
The court system did not stub the toe. They tried their best, but the steel toe is covered. I've got my armor, which is the show, and all of the people that donate to it. And they could not stub me, so thank you.
Holy this would have shit. Ruined lesser men, but I got through it.
The ones, how appreciative I am of all the support I got. Because
where?
He's talking about
where
donations.
Were all the letters?
He's talking about.
He said there were 14 letters of support.
No, he got one from his mom.
He said the number 14. None of them even got read.
The support he's talking about is the money he made on Tuesday night's show after the verdict.
Right. Anonymous chatters who are large part fucking with him.
Yes.
I know. His mom wrote hundreds of letters in support. Like three paragraphs made up of hundreds.
Yes.
It's not enough that you tell them, hey, I fucked up and I'm sorry and I'm willing to take whatever, you know, come what may. From that, because I did all that.
That's a good point. Like, speaking of letters, it's like this is a guy who says that everyone else is on the internet too much, but he read a letter from his kid saying, "Daddy, get off the internet. It's hurting you." Like,
he's also claiming here, he's saying that he did it and that he's sorry. The sorry he's giving includes laughing at the situation, which kind of undermines sorry. You know, like if you weren't being a good boy and you did something bad to another boy, the teachers might make you apologize to each other. If you laugh during the apology and go, I'm sorry, like they're not going to accept that and you're going to get punished.
Apology is peppered with jokes. It's more of Mike Morse.
Haka. All that in spades. And then after our hearing in June, I was a good boy. I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. And they still tried to hang something on me because the prosecutor was upset that I was a good boy. You can't.
The reason they tried to say Gino talked about Kayla at the anniversary show is because the prosecutor was mad. Play a clip. That he had been a good boy.
The prosecutor
was so angry.
This prosecutor's going to be censured, and they're going to be like, you're up on account of being angry that this man was a good boy. What say you?
Yes. We find you guilty of two counts of being a good boy.
You know, I say this a lot. Aaron has zero respect for his audience, and rightfully so. The fact that he presents this gaslighting as if people are going to believe it, and I think a percentage of them actually do. I think his audience are retarded.
He's the Lenny Bruce of our generation, Carl. He's out there fighting the system.
I hate to blow the lead, but you're right. Because this morning, and this is the one we've been waiting on.
Okay, good.
This morning, that sentence, which was 15 days, and then 2 days for good behavior to 13, and then 5 days off for times
good boy.
2 days for time served, 5 days for good behavior, which became eight, has now become five. It's really five days. And let's see how he arrived at that.
I'm Aaron. So many things to talk about today, but I'm more excited about Rumble Friday because here's what Rumble Friday is from now on.
Have you seen this, Mooney?
No.
Here's what Rumble Friday is from now on.
Okay.
It's Canteen Day.
So now he's rebranding himself as a prisoner for life on his show. Mm-hmm. Friday is now Canteen Day.
Aaron, we need you to report to the jail cell at 8 a.m. Oh, no. It's Canteen Day. I can maybe get there by noon. I got a whole show I got to do first.
I think this is him prepping for when he has to go in on Fridays.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go like, guys, fill that canteen for the weekend.
Yes.
Yep. So his attorney asked for him to get in at 11:30 a.m. on a Friday. So he has time
That's true.
A morning show. Yeah, he's been asked. That's what he's asking for.
Wow.
Get there 11:30 a.m. on Friday. Leave 11:30 a.m.
Wrap up my show at 10:30. Mm-hmm. Get some gas station food and head on down to the jail. And if I'm lucky, I can smuggle in some mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Yes. You know, if I had a brain in my head, after today's show, I would head on over to the county and I would spend, you know, a night or two in jail and I would start knocking away at that 8 days, which I, you know,
if I had a brain in my head, but go on.
No, it is amazing. You hear about jail terms and they start at 15 and then you're like, oh, 15, that sucks.
So now 15 sucks.
Right. And then your attorney tells you it's eight. Like, oh, okay, eight. I can do eight.
I couldn't have done 15, but eight. Hey, you got this.
And then you hear from another person like, oh, no, the way time is served and the way they count it is it's not by hours, it's by days. So if you go Friday to Sunday, 3 days, and you're like, I technically do like 5 days.
Okay. Did you hear what he said there? He goes, then you hear another guy say, so the first thing was my attorney said it's eight. And he goes, and then you hear another guy say, who's that guy?
So I'd like to know if this is true. If he goes Friday at 11 a.m. and he comes out at Sunday at 11 a.m. and spends literally 48 hours in jail, does it count as 3 days?
From what I understand, yes.
Wow. That's insane.
That's insane. He got a full day for 1 hour already. So, yeah, I guess that probably makes sense.
From what I understand.
This is like how they market cruises. They're like, it's a five-day cruise.
Right.
You check in the evening and you check out on the last day in the morning. So it's really 3 days.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's that or whether it's like the minimum is always one. It's either one or the other. Does it count if you exist in jail on that day? Or do they always make the minimum time that you spent in there 1 day? If you're there for like an hour, does that count as one?
It's wild if this is true, though.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. And look, I'll believe it when I see it. But then again, like I only spent an hour or two after that me, Gino, Keanu violation thing, and they counted that as a day.
Why would you say this out loud? Why would you say this on your show? This is insane to me. This guy doesn't learn anything ever.
He's working out the wins.
I was there for like an hour. So I don't.
Plus, I've talked about it now for like 3 days. So it's really like 2 days.
He's
like, this is what he's doing. You're right. He's trying to help himself cope with going to jail.
Yeah.
Because it don't matter if it's one night or two nights. He's going to hate that. It's not going to be great.
Yeah. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. How's his cellmate going to feel about him having to take his shirt off to poo?
They don't have pillows, Aaron. They don't give you a little key card wristlet to wear. You don't get a scan in and out.
Excuse me, I don't think the maid put towels in our cell. Excuse me?
As long as I can scroll on Kiwi Farms, I'll be good. Oh, no phone. What the fuck?
This toilet doesn't have a seat.
You know he's going to bring all this attention to himself because he's going to buy...
Is he going to strip down to shit in jail?
Yeah.
He has to get naked. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's lacks empathy with other people, so he's not capable of seeing himself from the perspective of others. So him saying things like, it's only 5 days, like he's saying it to make himself feel better, not knowing that people looking on are seeing this guy feeling like he's getting away with a crime. That's how it comes across.
Yep.
And that's not a good look when they're going to be doing an assessment on this.
Steel Fish Morning Show.
Oh, I don't know what it's going to be. But if I was smart, I would just go ahead and start that now.
You can't. You're going to start it on the 17th. That's already been determined.
They said he can report sooner.
They said he can?
Yeah, he can.
Yes,
yeah.
He can.
Oh.
That's the latest he can report.
He has to report by then.
But you know the answer to that is, I'm going to spend the next few weekends drinking my fucking head off. He is going to, before they, because Nick did this, before these restrictions kick in, and he doesn't know if he's going to have a drinking restriction or not, but he is going to get out to that lake, enjoy the last warm weekend. You know, he's going to be drinking. Like
my babies, my babies come here, gather around me. Daddy has to go on a mission with God for a little bit. He's going to stand by Jesus, and we're going to go do some right. We're going to make things right in this justice system by exposing it from the inside. Now, don't get too close to Daddy. It's weird when, you know, we show emotion.
We don't have the schedule yet. Like, we had to, you know, you put forth a schedule, and then they okay the schedule.
I want to see what they're serving next week before I commit to that. I want to know what's for lunch. Because if they're doing
Aaron is wrong again. He got zero credit for the 1 hour when he was just in the holding cell. The 2 days credit is because he spent the night, the first arrest, waiting for his bond hearing.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't. He read two books, but only the first few chapters.
Yeah, picked up at like 6 a.m. It was out by noon.
He did take a nap. That's where the confusion was.
I think
he
had two naps in, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Gave his juice away.
He gave his apple juice away.
No dog.
And then
he will have to shit where people can watch him shit. He will have to sleep next to other men. It's going to be a very uncomfortable time. That's a fact.
If he's there for 48 hours, I think he can hold it. I'd be able to hold it for 48 hours.
Yeah. I went to a
fish. You're going to have to take a shit during his show, sometimes twice or three
times.
That's
true. I went to a festival to see fish that was like a whole weekend, Friday through Sunday. Nerd! And I saw the Port-a-Johns. I didn't shit one time.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not eating. I'm not shitting.
You're in the comfort of your own home, it's easy. The tap is on. But if you go somewhere where it's not nice, my body will clam up for up to 4 days.
Aaron's got IBS. Aaron's got nervous.
He might.
So, like, I don't know. But it's... you know, I know people wanted me to be, and a lot of the criminal justice system is like trying to beat you down and break you down. You know, look, had a little up, got to pay for it. It's you know, I got another 40 years to live. 8 days ain't going to kill me. We'll get it done.
This is stuff he's all said to himself privately, 100%. Yep. Like,
and
he literally shrugged. Hey, this is a crime I did. I'm going to jail for whatever. Like,
I'm kind of waiting for this moment where I feel this existential dread and it's just not coming. Like, everything just feels incredibly manageable. There's something about not being...
Fuck, we lost. We lost again. Fuck.
He just told us so much in that one sentence. Guys, I thought I'd be really stressed out about this thing, but look at me now. I'm totally dealing with like a normal person.
People who aren't stressed don't say that.
Yeah, right. Damn it, he just keeps winning.
And anymore, there's something about, you know, kind of exercising that part of you. And you're like, you know, you almost feel like you're paying a debt for somebody else. You know, you're like,
wow. Whoa. Again, so he didn't commit. He didn't even commit a crime.
Like Jesus. Just somebody else
is, of course, Gino.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
he's
like
a martyr.
Again, he's dying for Gino's sins.
Yes.
He has no awareness or remorse for the victim in this case. And again, we can debate about how serious the crime is all we want. The victim is Kayla. You did it. It was stupid that you did it. You did it live on your show to make yourself look cool. Again, no one's ever looked like they've gotten less pussy in their life than a guy who goes, I was with this pretty girl and have a naked picture of her at age 38. So, like, the reason you did it is embarrassing.
Chad's been telling everyone he does it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Check out this chick. She's naked.
Yeah, you know, I vouch for this guy. I got to take on his debt, whatever. Like, it's...
I vouch for this guy. I got to take on his debt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm being punished for another man's crimes.
Gino's Judas.
That resentment's going to grow.
Of course.
Yeah.
But also, this could lead to bad things for him. Not everything's been figured out yet.
You dismiss my legal knowledge at your own peril. I am now donating a large portion of my trust fund to the Stuttering John Defense Fund. F you, Carl.
Yeah. Get him.
Aaron should pray he maintains good like relations with the Biscontes, because as soon as they turn on him, every single message you've sent between them is released.
And
that's what they do.
And everything else, just like last time. We saw it last time.
Yeah.
Gino couldn't wait to go on shows and get them a little heat. You know, their own shows get nothing.
Even if you're nice to them and say nice things about them, they'll still do that.
They will both agree to be on this show they hate all of us to spill this detail. Like that's how much of clout chases these people are.
I also think Aaron goes to jail and can't stop telling people his story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like most guys just shut the fuck up when they're in jail and don't. Aaron will go around going like, no, because then like at my live show, I used to be like a radio guy and I'm in talks. I probably will be a radio guy again, but they're not talking to me right now because of this bullshit. But when that's done, I'll probably be back on radio. But anyway, I had a live show and it was so fun. You know, Stoney's, do you know where that is? Where he hangs out all the time.
Mm-hmm. I just had a dumb thought and I'm just going to give Aaron a suggestion. He'll make a lot of money on this if he takes me up on it. Remember how he was trying to do that like Save Gordy shirt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's trying to take advantage of like that thing with Gordy and the crime space or whatever.
He did it.
Okay, so he did. Yeah, I remember he was promoting that.
Nobody ever got him because the store fucked up. We had to take that down. But
if he would sell a t-shirt where he's on the shitter, buck naked, and all the inmates are pointing at him and laughing, I would wear that t-shirt. He should make that for his merch store.
With his knees together, hiding his little peen.
Yeah, right. His little buttons popping out.
Covering up his nipples. Don't look at my nipples.
He's holding them like this while he's shitting.
or a picture of him shitting, but like in the thinker pose, and just call it the stinker.
All right. That's good, too.
I can see him sitting backwards on the toilet to hide his nipples. Don't look. Those are private images.
In terms of like the actual like sentence and everything, it doesn't feel personal. Like, and I don't expect anybody to understand this. I don't expect anybody to get this. I understand the internet wants blood and everything.
Yes, if we have an artist, I'll get that for sale tonight.
Yes.
We have an artist that can get Aaron shitting in prison naked, covering his nipples with his knees together to block his little peen.
Who's wearing this shirt? No one's going to wear this
shirt. I'm wearing that to the grocery store.
Swastika on his...
That's a conversation starter.
On a collarbone.
Sound like Chad now. No one's wearing this shirt.
Oh, I need it. I know Doug Nelson's already on it.
Can you rewind like five seconds? Yeah.
Anything else, and so they're not being that person anymore. There's something about, you know, kind of exercising that part of you, and you're like, you know, you almost feel like you're paying a debt for somebody else. You know, you're like, you know, I vouched for this guy, I got to take on his debt, whatever. Like, it's in terms of like the actual like sentence and everything, it doesn't feel personal.
He can't wait to tell his children about the time Gino Pasquante committed revenge porn and he volunteered to serve time for Gino.
Gather round, kids. Let me tell you about the time the Pasquantes tried to take down the Imholtz.
Yeah, he's going to be... What? Who are those two families that are constantly fighting?
The Hatfields and the McCoys.
Yes, yes.
No,
he's
describing what happened in that P. Diddy case in 1999 when P. Diddy shot those people in the club and this other rapper like took the heat for it and spent 10 years in jail or in prison for that. Like, that's what he's describing right now. Like, I didn't even commit the crime, but I guess, you know, if someone needs to do the time for it, I'll do it.
Like when they put that poor boy on the roof and then blamed him for shooting Charlie Kirk.
That's a funnier example.
And I don't expect anybody to understand this. I don't expect anybody to get this. I understand the internet wants blood and everything else, and so they're not going to get.
Do you think the prosecutor's going up to the judge and being like, I'm here on behalf of the internet. They want blood, yes. Your Honor.
Yes. Your Honor, I've talked to several of the internet, and they are out for blood.
Are we getting it? He has to provide DNA samples.
Yes, yes. We actually are getting blood.
Yay!
All that for a vial of blood.
Every 2 weeks.
This approach, but as you know, I've always been a real world guy.
Oh, no.
It's been kind of a misfit on the internet, which I think is a good thing. Like, it doesn't feel personal.
Misfit's taken. So that name is taken. There's already a misfit on the internet.
We have a misfit. He's never gone to jail for revenge porn.
And a penis wrinkle, so keep trying.
I don't, we'll see, but look, if I were smart after the show today, I'd go in there for a couple of reasons. Number one, to start knocking down some days. But number two, because then we could call Rumble Friday Canteen Friday.
Worth it. I would say it again if I knew I could rename Rumble Friday to Canteen Friday, I would have done revenge porn years ago.
Yes.
I could be raising a couple bucks so I could grab some Starburst and a soda, you know?
Yeah, draw attention to yourself. With the other inmates. I can see him with arms full of snacks.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to go in there and be like, what are you guys, poor?
Yeah.
I can buy so much ramen and Pringles. What's wrong with you? It's you like, guys, yeah, they're going to take it out of your ass.
Right. You guys don't do your own radio show? We're idiots. Send your money? You should really do that. They just brought the pork ramen back into the commissary. It's great.
Hey guys, I just found the prize closet.
Do you think he'd end up buying out all of the pork ramen so he's got a monopoly on it and yes! He needs to exchange it for favors?
Yes!
Yeah, I mean, maybe he can get protection that way, honestly. It's not a bad thought. Like he could have himself a little desk inside of a cell where people line up to buy things from him and come ask favors of him. And he's just got piled up ramen behind him. He's got fruit rolled up under his desk.
You seem to lack a lot of snacks.
A little time. That's what I heard from Red in Shawshank. He said,
I hope he comes back. You know how he always has a new Bloody Mary recipe? I hope he comes home with some Pruno knowledge and starts telling us how You get, while you're doing your laundry stripping, you can make wine in your toilet. That's
amazing things you can do culinary with a radiator.
Look, you can
need
actually
some apple and some rubbing alcohol.
If you crush up the ramen and put it in a packet of potato chips, you could get like a really good snack.
Right.
Prison's about finding ways to, you know, keep your mind occupied.
Stay alive.
Prison. First of all, it's not prison, but he's already thinking like, guys, I could write a book on like how to make your jail time fly by Aaron Imholt.
Also found out that if I do the weekend thing, there's a lot of shit you just don't get to do. Like, it's basically being detained the way I was when I first went in for arraignment. Like, it's more like that, which is...
He's acting like it's camp. They're saying that I don't get to do. Right. Like, we're not going to go to the pool and go swimming. We're not going to...
The Queen Center is closed.
Well, <that's> like, the rec league basketball team, definitely out of the picture.
We used to have a bowling alley, but the Hispanics wouldn't behave.
All the they took it from us. Speakers don't come in until Tuesdays. A lot to think about.
Well, that's the thing. If he's there just for the weekends, they don't put him in Gen Pop. Like he'll be sequestered a little bit. So he won't be interacting with other people unless there was someone else getting held there as well.
I'll come out jacked though. Don't worry. Come out jacked.
No.
You're so now it's only 5 days and he's going to come out jacked. Like what's your excuse on the outside?
That's the joke, Patrick. Come on.
Yeah, Nova's one of the guys.
Is he going to come out? What's being jacked? Muscles?
He's been a boxing athlete for fucking 3 years. Why aren't you jacked?
he's going to discover the honey buns in there.
He's jacking off of the toilet an hour into it. He's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
I hope he's not sleep jacking still, because that's not going to go over well if he's in the top bunk.
Good point.
The cellmate's going to be like,
"Rain, it's hitting me in the night."
His cellmate's going to be like, "One of us is walking out of here jacked, and it's not you."
Oh God,
he's mad that I'm not feeling different. No, Nova, you misunderstood. That's not what the complaint's going to be. The complaint is about something not related to the case directly. No, it's something else. It's very corrupt.
So he's going after this prosecutor. He's got a complaint to make about corruption in the court system.
But not about this case directly.
Guys,
not about the case. Yes, it's about what they've done to him.
Your Honor, she was undressing me with her eyes.
Have you considered that maybe Aaron is the victim in all of this?
Yes!
Weird corruption.
He keeps telling us he is. How can we not think that?
I got to wait a little bit on that one. Anyway, no.
And why would you have to wait?
Nova's very mad at me because I smile. Nova's one of these guys who, if I don't...
Here we go. It's our weekly Aaron's yelling at a chat person for not chatting correctly.
Call him God. He's very parasocial, but I like him in a weird way. I like Nova, but he's got deep troubling mental issues. When I found out...
How do you pick which guys with deep troubling mental issues who are parasocial you filed court documents about and which ones you don't? Like, how do you figure that out?
He's got a system. If they like the toe, they're cool, they're intelligent, they understand the world and they're with it. If they hate the toe, those people are crazy, deranged, they've got steel toe derangement syndrome and they need to be locked up.
And again, I'm not trying to get Schizo Sean in HRO, although I'm sure it's incoming. Schizo Sean has been to two of your court hearings and your event and went to another event where it had your as Kiki calls them, co-workers at in Villa Roma. Like, how does Schizo Sean walks up to you and talks to you and yells things at you as you go in the building? You claim that I filmed you and took photos of you at court when you have no proof of that. It's like, how do you make a decision on which people you go after for these things? It's very... Court might find it confusing.
Because he's not seeing Schizo Sean as an independent person. He's seeing Schizo Sean as an agent of the
Undead. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why would he go after the capo when he could get the get the head of the family?
He's prancing around like a fruit from the poison tree.
Yeah.
But that he's older than me and he gets this much into these podcasts, I'm like, oh no. That's when I kind of decided. Ugh. But Nova's one of those guys who like wants me to be upset, wants me to be sad, wants me to be mad. And when I'm not, he's like, no, you're coping. You're upset. Like he needs to convince himself that I feel differently than how I do. It's Nova.
It's almost a KB laugh.
I will tell you this, buddy, and you like to use this phrase, I'm always right. You just get a little too close, bud. You believe everything you hear. And it's, unless it's me, you have a weird thing with me. You'll be okay, buddy. And then somebody in the chat writes that Jesse P.S. did a whole episode on Misfit Patriot. So now I'm freaking the out. Like, I don't worry about a sports schedule is going.
This is what I was talking about earlier, where Aaron will just start talking about Jesse P.S. and people they cover and whether Jesse P.S. from Pod Awful is upset with him or not. I'm like, who is this show for? There's no one from the Steel Toe Morning Show followed him over from radio and Twitch who knows what the fuck he's talking about.
There's no true fan of what Aaron thinks he does,
right? And, it's so stupid.
And why are you trying to buddy up to Jesse P.S.? You don't think that one of the funniest things Jesse P.S. would think he could do is to buddy up to you, come onto your show, and then play a video of Kayla and mention her and say that you told him to do that?
Oh, right.
Like
I'm mad at Jesse if he didn't do that.
But that's how lonely and desperate he is to have anyone on his side.
Right?
He would probably trust him.
Maybe when Karmic gets back, maybe he'll forget and I'll ask him to be my co-host again. Guys, I just had a great idea.
Out. Oh, MSO.
So this is great. This is his schedule changed this week. A few weeks back, he changed his show from No Monday Night Show and moved it to Thursday night. So instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he went to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. That was just about a month ago that he did that. And now he's switching back. After next week to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights again.
I want to know why no show last night. So October, I did mention this a couple of times, and I mentioned it on the morning show yesterday that I would be back today. So the way my kids' sports schedule is going.
Whoa. Hey, why is he talking about his kids here? Why are you bringing the kids into it, Aaron? I thought what the kids do was private and not for the show.
Unnecessary. Doesn't explain himself at all. Just be like, yeah, this is the new schedule this fall.
I personally find it disgusting.
I had to adjust the evening show schedule and go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's for my son's football, which ends this coming Monday.
What is this football season that lasts 5 weeks?
Special teams. Patrick, special teams. You got what I'm saying?
Isn't this kid like 8 or something? Like, what are we even talking about? It's not real. No, this is
flag football.
He just changed this last month. And now 5 weeks later, it's like, football's over. We all know December is volleyball season. What? And then just a real quick switch. He did a tweet about this. Like, this is a known thing. Hold on. Where is it?
Yes, here. It's October. We all know the rules for October, Patrick.
Here. Remember, in October, we go back to the old evening Monday through Wednesday. What?
It's like turning your clocks back. We know.
You've never been in football. You've never done this ever.
Oh, Patrick, have you...
Remember in October, we go back to... Hold on a second! Because if I click this, it says you're on Monday through Thursday! And down here, it says, damn, I'm fucking lost! Remember! Guys, don't forget to set your clocks back! What the fuck are you talking about? This is madness! I'm fucking, I'm enraged at this fucking idiot. Guys, you all know that every October, to Monday, we know, what?
Patrick Seeley again, everyone. Yeah.
Guys, welcome to the old Monday through Wednesday, October.
You know, we always do this. What?
Next Thursday.
I remember them calling that out when they stopped doing Thursdays, that all the signage and marketing is wrong for the days and times of the show. By the way, the time's off as well, I think. Now he goes an hour earlier. He's at 6 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. It's like, he said he would fix that when I first found this idiot in like April of 2023. He's like, I'll do that. And then April's like, I'll do it. And he's like, you don't have the passwords to do it. And she was like, I guess I'll go fuck myself and the neighbor.
My daughter starts volleyball. So I've got football Monday night.
Just a family of athletes.
Son's got a game.
I'm horribly afraid my kids will be stalked and followed. So here's their sports schedule for after school events. Please do not come to her volleyball matches or my son's flag football special teams things.
Jesus Christ.
What are we doing?
Well, Thursday night, and it will be Thursday night for the next couple of months. So,
oh, good.
I think you missed it, but just in the video before this one, someone asked him and his wife, the mother of his kids are going to explain the jail thing to their kids. Yeah. And he was like, I believe that there's some things about my family that I need to just keep away from the show. So I'm not going to do about my relationship with the kids.
Telling us how cool his kids were at school now because they were talking about and watching the show.
I genuinely think he's not going to tell his kids about him being in jail. The kids won't know.
How if they're watching the show?
They know.
They know. The kids are interested in the show now.
They know.
Because they're not interested in the show to the amount that he said they were interested in the show. He's lying.
They watch this show. They like this little thing.
We're going to go back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but obviously with my son having football next week, Monday's going to be off, so we'll have Tuesday, Wednesday next week, and then it'll be back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the evening shows.
I'm
sorry.
I thought courtroom notes were hard to take. Can we go back a little bit?
No. I know. Really, yeah, like, I apologize, but my responsibilities.
The Gregorian calendar gives us a Monday through Friday, but we'll take two of those. We'll take a Tuesday and a Wednesday and leave the rest on the table.
This is actually a really interesting comment right here. Listen to what he says. I can't fucking go back because of it. Stupid Mac thinks I'm trying to select
as a parent.
Not being able to go back is a problem, Patrick. Is that frustrating when you can't go back while you're watching a show?
That's a clip, not a live show.
I know.
Get out, Carl. Do your plug.
Go fuck my son having football.
Demo Tampa Monkey. Why do you
listen to this?
Next week, Monday is going to be off, so we'll have Tuesday, Wednesday next week, and then it'll be back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. For the evening show. I'm sorry, I apologize, but my responsibilities as a parent take priority over our evening show schedule. So
that's never been the case. He used to send April to pick up and drop off the kids while he did shows. The only reason that matters anymore is because April's not there to run the kids around. Like that. We have definitive proof that he used to pick the show over his kids. He still does. Didn't last Sunday he was downstairs drinking while the kids were upstairs chasing snakes?
And why isn't Slam Piece picking up the slack?
Yeah, what good is she if she's not going to watch the kids?
Right?
Because it's a new Slam Piece that hasn't been exposed to the kids as much yet. He's replaced.
I think you might be right about that. Maybe that chick that he made out with at the 11th anniversary show.
Yeah, that's the new Slam Piece.
Yeah.
Show schedule again. I can't even promise it's going to be the last time I put the evening show schedule.
Yeah, we don't even know that it's Slam Piece anymore. He just says SP, so it could be Substitution Piece. It could be.
Well, let's not forget, this chick shoved her tongue down his throat and his dick didn't even move. So that's a bad first date.
And then he went up on stage and told everybody about it and told everybody that he would clearly throw his girlfriend of a year away to fuck her tonight.
Right.
He called her doe. He called her a doe.
Yeah.
If the patent holds up, Ray better watch out. Because he's coming for him.
But that's why there was no show.
What the fuck?
Last night. If we do end up doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my plan is to do the members only show right after I get home.
The hell this man lives in. Like, officer, I need to... Hello, can we speed this up? Phone, keys, wallet. I've got a show to do.
And then you guys can do a whole Q&A and we'll do the whole thing. I'm imagining that those members only shows and then also the subsequent Monday morning shows, those will just be a treat to do. Just an absolute treat. I'm sure none of those references will be coming in hot and heavy. Speaking of Matt Poster, I don't know if you heard, Matt got...
He's so excited that he's going to get content from jail.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe his members only shows will be longer than 20 or 30 minutes for once.
He's not seeing his punishment as a punishment. Nope. He's seeing them as a reward.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Married. Congratulations to... Matt Poster and Grinch.
Is he going
to
be wearing his prison bracelet? Like, oh, I put my... Ooh.
So we're in a jumpsuit.
It'll be a bandana to remind him of the good times.
Grinch Girl and Matt Grinch Girl. He took her last name. I thought that was cute. They got married. He posted a picture of like them off in the woods. And I was like, this is either an announcement that they eloped or that he murdered her and left her.
So again, where is the support system?
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing for me this week is that, like, he tells everybody I had so much support. Everyone's there for me. And there's no one. There's literally no one in this guy's life.
Matt got married and he learned about it from Facebook?
Yeah. That's not a friend. That's an acquaintance.
And Aaron brutal. Went to court and Johnny learned about it from his chat room.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
And there were no letters of support read, including the letter from his mother. Like, Where is this support? Is it in the room with you right now, Aaron? Like,
is that where... So Eric kept saying he's been a really good boy. Is that where he's getting that from, that letter from his mom? Because who else talks like that? I've been a really good boy lately. He's brought that up multiple times. He never did read the one letter of support that he got from his mom.
Well, it would have been inappropriate on that day to stand up and be like, he's changed. Oh, not now, right. Aaron. Not now.
Whoops.
Not she said too many to count, Aaron, so don't...
Your Honor, I'd like to read a statement from my mommy. Like, I don't know. How would that go? Yeah.
More importantly, he had this newfound community in Christ. Like, there's not a pastor on earth that if you had been involved in a church and really making a change in your life and overcoming this obstacle, there's not a pastor at a church on earth that wouldn't be there for you, to vouch mm-hmm. for you, to support you, to mm-hmm. pray with you before you go in, to even if they weren't going to get up and give any kind of testimony or statement, like, they would come and support you. If not other members of the church community, like, that's what churches are.
Even if they just want to, like, diddle your kids afterwards, you think they'd show up for some reason?
It is a way to shortcut to a community, the religion. It's what people use it for. It's what makes it so attractive to people to have. It's... Nice.
All right, we're gonna wrap up today. Let's get through these chats. Unless anybody needs to go, you can dismiss yourself. But otherwise, sit and watch the money roll in, pigs. Brian Workman, take my word for it. But Aaron's personality is gonna clash with other inmates, officers, and especially his parole officer. Yeah, they just like, especially like parole officers and like correctional officers, they've seen all the shit. They've heard all the excuses and the mm-hmm. like. I imagine it's not going to be.
But he might not even be interacting much with other inmates if he's only there for weekends.
Possibly.
Who knows if that gets granted?
I had 18 months of unsupervised probation and it sucked. There's no way he makes it through this without a violation. Naturally negative. The way that the toe's talking about his prison sentence, it sounds like an old Russian joke. Got in for 5 years and left early 10 years later on for good behavior.
I like this Ride God Gay Ops guy. He's full of shit like me and lies a lot. Maybe he could be my new co-host. I'll pay him in delusion. I have lots. Oh, no. Who's this guy at my door with curls?
Yeah, it's like the old, I spent a week in St. Cloud one night. It's like,
can I please shower with my underwear on?
It's funny that he wants to get naked to shit, but he want to shower with all his clothes on, like Naked Twister.
He did this whole thing where he was saying that his heart, he was having a panic attack on behalf of all the innocent people that are in jail right now.
Yes.
Do you think he's like thinking about the sensory issues that they might be having if they could shit without they have to shit with their clothes
on? Stand
up
on the table. Who else didn't do it? Get around. We should start a class action or something. This is bullshit. Did you have the prosecutor I had? The corrupt bitch. Goes to Mr. P. Baumert. Yes or no on Carl's other fetus? Get W1 got. What is his inability to make any sort of coherent statement ever?
Yeah.
And he's like the opposite of Goldfolds. They're always violent. Raga, thanks for having me back. My back, Big Sauce. By the way, props to Big Sauce. He's got the hottest wife in the Dabbleverse. She's atrocious. B. Smiley the Third. Carl also said April wasn't on drugs, remember?
Did I say that? Play the clip.
She's going to come downstairs. She's joking. They're joking.
I did say that I thought that he was pulling a work on you guys. I never said April wasn't on drugs.
Has he ever pulled a work?
No, I've learned that.
Right.
I'm smarter now.
Jesse was right. The Diddleverse does not care about maps, much less merch PDFs.
Oh, it's Goldfold.
Ham D Dilla. All high the Grand Mifdu. Home D Dilla. Love your Tumblr.
The alcohol and drug use was made clear to him when he reported within 24 hours. You can't drink, go to a bar, use drugs, prescription medications that aren't prescribed to him.
Oh, it's so good that Goldfold's back and using his name again. Because last week he was under a pseudonym.
Can you tone down the Yuck Yuck Morning Zoo laugh track, please? You are not that funny. Yuck, 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 yuck. Not all hail to the Grand Mifdu. Don't say, we're saved, always say.
I will say this. After a week of watching Gino talk, Goldfold is very coherent. Anonymous, he definitely contacted the cops about the pics of him in Hackamania. The cops probably laughed at him and told him to kick rocks, hence the HROs. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
What if he didn't go to the police about the Hackamania photos and they were like,
if I was a cop, I'd ask him to show me. And then I'd show the other cops.
Look at my cuck internet history. Look at what they did to me. What an idiot.
Hey, Mr. French, other than Chandler paying for your lawyer who came to court for your cocaine bust, inquiring minds, glass houses much. Love ya. Get ready for redbar.com, kids.
This guy has tonight. A theory that David Chandler, who I met because he donated to Steelto, who I discovered in 2023, paid for a lawyer when I got arrested for cocaine a decade earlier.
You don't think Chandler has enough for a time machine? He's rich, man.
But have you looked at Keanu's butthole? Of course she gets the breaking news.
I'm just glad he's back. We missed you, Goldfolds. Members only show tonight.
Well, it's been an hour in jail, and I'm already out of Shawshank Redemption quotes.
Oh, God, he's going to want to read a Hayworth poster, isn't he? Felicia Gillespie, you, me, and turkey legs in the hot tub. Let's solve this. Come together. Goes to Mr. P. Jimmy, should we skip Super Bowl and AC for two Ukraines on Foxwood, Sat to Mun? Who's Jimmy?
I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know. As long as he pays for it. Michael Redden. Yes, I knew a guy that did weekends at Rikers. He would check in Friday night and leave Sunday morning, which counted as 3 days for his 3-month sentence. That is crazy. Mm. They're just overcrowded. They just want to get people the fuck out, put them through. And like you said, Moody, I think it's like some sort of incentive My crotch. Aaron seems like one of those guys who drops his pants to the floor when he pees. Yes. Wants his belt to be like that side belt.
And lifts the shit.
Throw his belt away. Yeah. And tap the urinal. goes to Mr. B. Baumer. F that New Jersey dump. Saturday to Monday, Eastern European ladies. What are you talking about? Coach Lev Kramar, don't forget Aaron likes to shit nude. Yum. Yeah, exactly. I don't think that'll go over well. If his roommate, cellmate, walked in on him shitting nude, his clothes hung up over the bunk. Carl is can make this guy's life a living hell. Just say the word. Carl, I can make this guy's life a living hell? What are we talking
about? He can do that on his own. You don't need to help.
Yeah, just play WATP to them. Shardy McDennis, can't wait. Got him. Can't wait to hear him bragging about how tasty the prison spam is. Yeah, I'm sure Merch will tell us what food provider it comes from. It was Cisco. minimal participation. He likes other men in his room, the Vegas Hotel.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. He likes other men in his room.
Yeah, remember when him and Eggle stayed with the...
God. Yeah, that's
true. Hey, Carl, buddy, I'm going to be a little light on my half of the defense bills.
I'm Carl. How light? I'm Carl.
I'd open the books, but it would never be enough. You got me, right, buddy? If you don't help me, I'd hate to label you an anti-shoe light.
Yeah,
just true. Wait till I sleep Jack in County. I'll go live on Monday explaining my facial condition.
He sleepjacks, too.
They don't have Max Salad in the commissary either, I don't think.
Yo, toe my nickel. No matter the sex crime, inmates gonna ask what you did. You gonna lie and explain. And a inmate will have someone look up his info. Then some nickel gonna knock his block off. He gonna be in PC Nichols.
Yeah, I don't
He's
know.
He's not gonna be in Gen Pop. He's going to be
I
on
think
his own.
He'd be more in trouble if people found out he was a snitch than, than a revenge pornographer.
Aaron, you're a convicted revenge pornographer who can't make women come and eats jizz. Enough of your holier than thou horse shit.
Diablo Sandwich, if Aaron were a good producer and he had a sense of humor, he would invite Joey C before he goes for a Q&A and advice show.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea. Sure.
Right, God, Patrick, me and Jules filmed a titty scene, a titty fuck scene for OnlyFans. Toe even slurps up my cum. It's going to be a smash hit called Toe Goes Gay. Is it gay? Is prison gay? Is jail gay? Can't wait for Megan to tell us. Queen for Adams Bush's number one fan, Sutherland. The new SP is a bad copy like Tukey and Tukey.
Yeah.
Tukey.
Gail Schmell.
She does look like April. A little bit.
Ragat says, Patrick, take my call. We'll take your call later tonight. I didn't even have the phone open this entire show. We're trying to get the fuck out of here. Bo Beats Black Sheep, proud of you trying to help the ungrateful fly guy. Oh, yeah, he struck my channel. I have a strike on my channel now because of Richard Leland Neal. So if you see him live, which he is every night, go tell him to eat my asshole. Juggernaut, I wonder if he won't be able to do members-only shows anymore for monitoring purposes. Yeah, because those are the ones he drinks typically on Sundays with the games and stuff.
And then Thursdays now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But that's only lasting one more week. Funny thing is Nick was a defense attorney. Yeah, they're heroes. They're the heroes.
Good point.
Coco McGee, hope the prosecutor isn't friends with probation. Yeah, I'm sure in a small county they don't know each other. PCBPO, he does extra days and says, put it on my tab. Yeah, maybe he'll stay longer if he reaches over the overtime goal. I looked up to you. 3.5-hour show, no gay shit tonight, Carl? Yeah, what do you got going on tonight, Carl?
Well, I hear my wife upstairs. She's probably giving up on dinner. And fending for herself at this point.
No, we're going. Except I see Moody has a clip loaded up, so he might be detaining us. East Coast Connor, it would be a shame if some trolls wrote some inmates and let them know that Aaron is a snitch. Yeah, Moody's already gotten some heat for suggesting that people do that.
I wasn't suggesting anyone do anything to Aaron. I was just saying that we could interview some people there about their experience.
And by the way, it's a terrible idea. Let's never do that. I remember saying that specifically.
But also,
it's a fantastic idea, but I can't support it. That's an awful thing to do.
The thing is, those messages are. Those messages are looked over by the jail staff before they get to the inmates. You're not going to circumvent
like chat room. There's mods,
right? There's mods. So if you write to someone and say, "Yo, this other inmate is a snitch," that's not like.
By the way, I do have an announcement that I can talk about. That's a procedural announcement for my HRO hearing. A date has been set. Of October 24th,
Jesus,
at 9 a.m. And you might say, Patrick, I thought Nick's was on October 24th. How? Oh, it's just a scheduling hearing where we're going to talk about when we should have my evidentiary hearing. They've scheduled a hearing so we can talk about when we can schedule my hearing.
Did
fucking
you schedule,
thing
did,
sucks.
Did you have a hearing in order to schedule that scheduling hearing? Why didn't they have a hearing to schedule? Why didn't they have a hearing to schedule the scheduling hearing?
So I'll see you in November at the earliest.
Jesus Christ, it's ridiculous.
5 months. The whole thing's going for 5 months. That's insane.
Fucking insane.
All right. This is a very quick clip. I sent it into Carl, but he missed.
Yeah. We cut out early.
He missed the point that I was trying to show.
Oh, please.
Aaron slips up here and lumps himself in with a group of innocent people that didn't do anything wrong. And then.
Did I say that? Did I miss this?
No. You stopped it before he actually said
okay,
this.
Okay. Yeah.
I really do. Because I just thought yesterday, I'm like, you know, the saying, I'd rather have 10 guilty men go free than one innocent person spend a day in jail. I feel that. And I worry about others who didn't do anything wrong. Like me, Dad, I did something wrong. But like people who did.
It's like me. He said like me immediately after, like as if it's a reflex of him saying, I've done nothing wrong. And then he had to correct himself. That's what I was trying to show. But this is the day after he was sentenced, saying that he feels like he didn't do anything wrong as a slip up. Yeah.
That's a miracle. It. He is
that's
a miracle.
All I wanted to show. He's not sorry. He thinks he's innocent. He thinks Buzzer that the court system's corrupt.
David Chandler, $20. That was supposed to be remain between us, Patrick. My bad.
There it is.
My bad. Carl, where can people find you and your 19 podcasts that you do?
Well, of course, whoarethese.com. Now, tomorrow I'll be doing a show. We're in Jocktober right now. Very exciting. I'll be reviewing the Howard Stern show with Eric Nagel. E-Rock will be on the show. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. If you want to watch it live, you can watch it on our YouTube channel if you're a member, or on patreon.com/whoarethesepodcasts. Otherwise, the podcast will come out in audio form. For anyone who wants to listen to it on Sunday, you can always subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll remind everyone, watch the Shuley Network tonight. Watch the Uncle Rico Show. FightTheDabbler.com. We are trying to raise funds for this ridiculous lawsuit, this frivolous lawsuit that we have with the Dabbler. And if you contribute tonight, Dave Daffler will match your contribution, which we will very much appreciate, fightthedabbler.com.
You should start a website called When Are These, Who Are These, whatwhat.com that just tells people when those shows are.
We got a members only show tonight, so if you don't want to see two men beg for your money over on Shuley's, what is it?
You know what it is? You know what it is, Patrick? It's this.
Shut the fuck up, asswipe, and suck my cock.
That's what it is.
A little smoother than Aaron with the clips. Thank anyway, you. Moody, say whatever you got to the people.
Just cut to the song.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April Scrimp to Aaron's Glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on her own. Felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Oh, this little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.